Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Still a bit early.
When are you gonna wake up?
It's Thursday.
Is Thursday okay?
Thursday? No, I'm all tied up on Thursday.
All right.
Here I am with Brandon. After I met him, he beat us into a bloody pulp, and now here we are.
Yeah, well, it won't last long. I'm sure you'll do something to screw it up.
Oh, Sammy, you gonna take that?
Don't take it.
You have a wrong, Brady.
Thursday.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Doing 300-pound deadlifts, four rounds for time. Oh, my gosh. And then I chopped down that tree, polished all my guns, drank everything in sight, and killed all the bears. I need to do something else to relax.
You guys are nuts.
It's time for Murder, She Baked, because I'm a man.
Put on your phoniest smile, because we're going into the belly of the beast.
Ah, there it is. Into the beast.
Bro, this is sweet.
We gotta go, go, go.
Let's go.
Show must go on, right?
Go, go.
It's showtime. I'm in love with my life.
Good morning. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thursday.
Aye, tis Thursday.
6:06 in the a.m.
That's right.
That is right. That is right. Today, man, this weather keeps changing.
It's too bad Teo couldn't be here today.
Nah, it's good.
It's a good thing we have Teo.
It's 95 again.
Good.
Again.
You know what I'm hoping? I'm seriously hoping that they just throw out like triple digits, but then when the day gets there, they get more reasonable with them.
Just wait. Are you ready for the weekend forecast?
What is it?
Tomorrow, 96.
Oh, my gosh.
Saturday?
No.
101?
No.
101. Sunday?
Yeah. No.
102.
No.
Did you see what it's supposed to be
in
Phoenix on Father's Day?
I don't
130.
Know.
115.
Oh, man.
In Phoenix. Guys, that's why I don't go to Phoenix.
Yeah, I hate it.
Except in February.
My ma and my sister live there, and it is the worst. We visited once, and it was 119.
Oh.
100.
Guys, that's stupid.
And 19
degrees.
Why would
anybody live there? That's just stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Mitch. Who's
Mitch?
And my best friend.
Oh, Mitch, idiot.
Supposed to be moving back, him and his lovely wife.
Oh, cool.
Pray for them because they're trying to adopt right now.
Uh-huh.
And they're first on the list.
Did the adoption agency say, you live in Phoenix?
Yeah, I don't know.
I see. I see. Look. No. My ojos see peoples.
Stop it. Just stop it. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey.
Anyways, pray for my best friend, Mitch. He and his wife trying to adopt a baby, and hopefully around July, into July, it'll happen. That's when the baby's supposed to be born, so.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Big show today, everybody.
Huge,
ginormous show.
It's the biggest show imaginable.
Is it? Because it's a Thursday. I'm kind of, you know.
You know, usually Thursdays are our good days.
I'm already done. Really?
Yeah, every time we've said we've had the best show, it's always, oh, man, we just jinxed the show.
No, we didn't. Say that. Jinxes aren't real.
Whatever.
Guys, somebody is persistent on the live line. They've been asking for this poked the bear soundbite for...
Now you poked the bear!
Oh, now you poked the bear!
Where did that come from?
That sounds like... I know what this is from. It's from This Is 40.
No.
It's not?
Oh.
It's from Parks and Rec.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Melissa McCarthy when in This Is 40 when they go to the meeting with the principal, and then the two, even though Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann are in a fight, they team up against Melissa McCarthy, and it might not be, but it sounds like her, and I thought that's what that was.
I don't think it is. I think it's from Parks and Rec.
Who is it on Parks and Rec?
Oh, now you poked the bear!
Google it.
Poked the bear.
Google it. Then we'll Google proof it. Well, phone line's open, 338-3700. You can actually talk to us, contribute to the show if you'd like. Steve-O, what's the text live line?
585-LIVE. That's 585-5483.
Yes, it is. Love hearing from you guys. Love it. Father's Day is, what, 3 days away. What are you going to get, Dad? I think you'll enjoy what Tay will read about in the news coming up around 40 this morning.
That's what you think.
You guys love Star Wars, and
I can't find
something
it.
Really great in there for you guys, and I think you'll love it for Father's Day.
Do 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 do.
So if maybe Chrissy or Don's looking for something,
but see, I don't care about getting anything.
Yeah, I know,
but I think
right?
You guys would love this.
Silence.
I wish I had money. I'd buy it for you.
I wish you had money too, because then you could buy it for me too.
you sure it wasn't Modern Family speaking of Father's Day?
Oh, you know what?
Maybe it was.
It probably
Modern
was.
Family.
It was Modern Family.
Who is Modern it on Family. Modern Family?
Oh man, I just closed that page
because
I don't care about that show at all. Yeah, it was Modern Family though.
That's good. We're looking at 18 days until the 4th of July. Make plans. The Evening Invasion going to be out July 2nd at Isotopes Park.
Did you say 18 days till 4th of July? Why, you add the 12 and that equals 30 days till my birthday, everybody. Today is 1 month until July 16th.
Boom!
Speaking of getting presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man.
My birthday is 1 month away. One month, guys.
Right. Oh, okay. Cool. Okay.
Just
okay.
want to remind everybody, big fan of my birthday week. Big
man,
huge
you and my
fan
wife are, I think,
of my birthday
you're
week.
Twins. You are. You're twins.
And just
my wife does the same thing.
Really?
She celebrates the whole week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to.
No.
And the best part is my birthday's on a Saturday, which means technically I'm going to get like 5 days ahead of time and about five after, you know, because it's like everybody's working for the weekend, but I feel like the days after, people, you know, who haven't had an opportunity to just celebrate my blessing, yeah, it's going to be good.
When he says things like that, I just want to hug him and make everything better.
Well, yeah, it's true. Thank you, girl. I love you. I love you.
Yeah, you need some therapy, man.
Yeah, I, which, by the way, it's very expensive, so my birthday coming up, if you want to get me therapy, therapy gift cards. Do they make therapy gift cards? I would love some of those. Maybe that'll be Father's Day.
Maybe go to lunch with one of the counselors here. I don't know.
I thought you said therapy.
Well, there's some good counselors here.
Yeah, but do they even go to school?
I mean, we hope so.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Oh, I'm fired for that one. I like all the jokes in the world that I say, and that's the one that I'm totally fired for. I'm sorry, guys.
Guys, I don't think it's Modern Family either.
Really?
It's Modern Family.
No, the character that says it is the dude with the deep voice.
Gosh, we are just stuck on this.
Oh, now you poked the bear!
One of our listeners says it sounds like Adam Devine from Workaholics, but I Googled that.
That could be.
It's not. That's not anywhere.
Because I get my drops from... From Workaholics,
it sounds
Family,
like Melissa McCarthy.
Parks and Rec, New Girl.
Maybe it's from New Girl.
I don't know.
We got to figure that out.
I don't care.
Somebody requested it. We have to know where to send them.
I'll just email it to them.
Okay.
Why don't you just forward me their email and I'll do it.
No, that's too easy. Okay.
Is it Bobby from King of the Hill?
Oh, goodness.
And are you guys allowed to wear shorts on the Evening Invasion? Yes.
That's a good question.
Yes,
are we?
We are.
Wait,
yes,
we are?
Because Crystal said if we were working outside and it was hot, we could wear shorts.
Really? Oh.
She said that to me. And that is outside.
That's true.
It's Saturday. It's a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Right? Okay. I'm wearing shorts. I don't care what anybody. You guys are going to get to see the freedom of my white chicken legs.
Great. That means I'm going to have to go tan or something. I am not the most tan human being on the planet.
Yeah. 158 years ago on this day. In 1858, Senate candidate Abe Lincoln told a Springfield, Illinois crowd that slavery was an issue that had to be resolved.
I think his exact quote was, "It's bad, okay?"
No.
I think that was, yeah.
It's not what Abraham Lincoln said.
That's what he sounded. What if that's what he sounded like? You get to heaven and you meet Abraham Lincoln. You're like, "Oh, Abe Lincoln, you were the best president, man. You abolished slavery. You did so many great things. Dope beard, by the way. Love the hat." And he's like, "Oh, thanks very much, McCain." And you're like, "Whoa, Abe Lincoln."
We'd go back and
talk. Oh man,
to Ronald Reagan.
That
he'd
is
be like,
"Not the voice I was expecting."
I am. Dead. It's hard.
Would you be bummed? Or would you still just be like, well,
no,
I mean,
amazing.
It's even more impressive because it's like, man, that's even more impressive because you have the oddest voice and people still listen to you.
I think I would relate to him.
4 score and 7 years ago, okay. Mr. Mackey.
He wouldn't sound like Mr. Mackey from South Park.
Okay.
Prove me wrong. Prove yeah, me okay. wrong. There's All no right. audio proof.
That's true, but it wasn't. He was from like Illinois, right? Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky, yeah.
So I highly doubt he was. He sounded like Mr. Mackey.
Didn't Daniel Day-Lewis kind of portray him with like a soft voice? I didn't see the movie. I totally skipped Lincoln. Did anybody see Lincoln?
No.
No, I never saw him.
Because didn't he had like this? I don't know, like soft voice.
Yeah, how
like,
do they know?
No, they don't.
They don't.
They don't know.
You can only go off like regional accents and stuff like that.
Yeah. I feel like he was really tall. He had a dope beard. He had that crazy cool hat.
He loved apples.
Here we go.
He killed vampires.
Check it out.
I mean,
what Abraham Lincoln might have sounded like.
Oh, really?
Lincoln's voice, as far as period descriptions go, was a little shriller, a little higher.
They don't know that.
No, come on. What if it really was?
Come on.
Hey, guys. I'm Abraham Lincoln. Four scores of years ago.
Okay. Do you have this? Do you have this turned up? Turn this up.
You said shrill.
Yes, I'll take this teddy bear, this ruler.
Okay.
You nailed that! I totally did!
Oh, no. My God! Woo! Nailed it!
Guys, yes!
These are audio clips from Family Guy. This is the creepy neighbor.
No, that's what Abraham
exactly
Lincoln
what
sounded
he sounded like.
That's Abe Lincoln.
Here, just let me read the caption. Let me make it clear. This is not actual recording
yes, it is.
Of the 16th president.
I feel like that's Abraham
Lincoln. If you think it is, then you have issues. These are audio clips from Family Guy.
No doy.
Gosh.
Both of you have issues, and I'm happy to say that. Now no. I know for sure. My no, theories Lincoln. Have been confirmed.
That is Abraham Lincoln. That's Lincoln. Nailed it, man. Nailed it. Man, gosh, that would be hilarious.
Y'all would believe anything.
I feel like I would be so distracted. Even in heaven, I'd just be like,
speaking of that.
That was,
can we talk about what Jesus might have sounded like?
Oh, no.
Man. You know why? Because if all of us were taken back in time and Jesus was talking to people, number one, we wouldn't understand
a
word.
I was going
to
say, I wouldn't
and number
have
two, all of us would go, that's it.
Oh. Right.
Goodness
and that's horrible. But that's
I
exactly
just felt
what would happen.
The shift
no, that is
in the force.
Yeah.
That's exactly what would happen.
Gosh.
I'm not even going to pretend to do that voice.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because Abraham Lincoln speculation and Jesus speculation are totally different.
I mean, we value Jesus' words way more than Abraham Lincoln. So
that's true. What if he did sound like that? Hey. Glad you made it. Okay.
I can't believe you did that. I can't believe that you just made fun of Jesus.
I didn't make fun of him. I'm saying, what if he talks like that? I mean, it wouldn't matter. We'd just be so stoked to be in his presence.
You've been duped.
Well done. Good well, faithful servant.
Okay, no. What is he? Dukes of Hazzard?
That's definitely what he would not sound like. He would not sound like a Southern guy.
Yeah.
He would not be like, well, y'all, I was going to go out on my boat.
Okay.
And now I can't because there's too many of you.
I mean, he was a carpenter.
The
so
one
like,
thing that we know for fact is that he will speak English, okay? I mean, that's
okay,
the, that's
not,
one thing
that's
we can count
thing.
On.
Yeah. What? Okay. I feel like it'll be like in Star Trek where they have those universal translators, so no matter what, like everybody's just understanding everybody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just Googled.
That wasn't in the What's Next Revelation series from Skip. He didn't talk about that.
I just Googled, what did Jesus audibly sound like?
Oh.
There's nothing even close. It's like, what does God sound like?
Right.
How can I recognize the voice of God?
Oh, okay.
Does God speak audibly? You know, nothing.
Nothing about his actual voice.
Nothing.
Okay. I mean, we know that Moses stuttered, right? Or was that, I mean, Abraham. Was it Abraham or Moses?
It was Moses.
It was Moses.
Because Aaron.
I was right. Yes. Because Aaron, yes.
Good morning. Are you there?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, oh. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, hold on. We're here.
Oh, can you hear us now?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. Of course.
Oh, okay. You know what, Jesus would sound like when, Steve, you do your Spanish accent.
Oh, oh man. There's... Of course you would. That's my Catholic grandmother. That's exactly what she says. That's what. That's exactly.
And then like
what
it would be
like
English, like half of the sentence, then like two words in Spanish, then English, and then like a word in Spanish, and then English.
That's called Spanglish. What a libero. Yeah. You don't even know, man.
You don't even know. It's there. Welcome to heaven. It's there.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, man. Is, later, man.
Is heaven spelt with a J then, if it's heaven? J-E-A-V. No? Okay.
Studio at star88.fm.
I'm ready to move on.
Yes, we know. We're going to get fired.
Okay, I have to give credit to Teo for this story.
Teo.
We were looking at this guy's back yesterday while he was dragging a lady.
Just checking out this dude's back.
We both were. We were.
We really were.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Get in here and check out this dude's back. I was like, whoa, man, that's a big back.
He looked like freaking Batman.
Yeah, yeah. Teo was trying to motivate me to get my butt to the gym.
You're going today, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah! It was a bad half five.
Hey, wait, before we get, can I do a quick live line?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody asked a question about Freedom Celebration. We were just talking about it.
Oh, you never even got a chance to plug it.
July 2nd, Freedom Celebration. It's going to be amazing. Hawk Nelson's going to be there. Battle Drums, of course, for King and Country. Going to be headlining it. Pastor Skip Heitz rocking a message. Trying to get through it fast. I'm sorry. We're going to be doing the evening invasion from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., a couple hours of us live. And the question was, will the audience sitting in the stadium be able to hear the evening invasion show? Mm. How does that work? Yes. We're actually going to be on the stage.
Stage.
Yeah. Yep. A la Easter style, where we were doing a live show for the Easter sunrise service. Where you could, we're going to be there. You can interact. Please interact with us.
Yeah.
Hang out with us, because we're going to be there live, not only broadcasting over the airwaves, but it's going to be a live show. And Dex, I know you love live shows. You just love being in front of people.
I actually had a really good time when we did it for Easter.
You did. I know.
I had a blast.
Because you're actually kind of an introvert. You don't like being out in front of people.
I think it's because it was so early in the morning, you didn't realize what you were doing.
So cool.
Maybe.
My whole body was numb.
No, the temperature's going to be nice. You're going to be awake for a long time. Plenty of time for you to overthink having to be in front of thousands of people. I mean, it only seats like 14,000.
I can't wait.
So, you know, it's a free event. I'm pretty sure it's going to be completely sold out.
I'm going to wear shorts.
About 14,000 people.
I'm so excited.
15.
Short freedom. Maybe.
July 2nd, Isotopes Garden.
Guys, we need to wear like red, white, and blue. There goes RG.
There goes RG.
Bye, RG.
RG
just left the building.
She's real mad.
All right, let me jump into the story, and then we got to take a break, okay?
Take a break.
Okay.
Then we got to take a break.
30-year-old Jay Moss. He was leaving the gym. He lives in New Jersey.
Probably a CrossFit.
He was working out around 8:30 on Tuesday morning. He heard someone yell that a car had just driven into a river across the street.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out that a 50-year-old woman had jumped a curb, landed in about 10 feet of water, and her SUV was sinking.
Unfortunate.
She was still awake. She was unconscious. So Jay drove across a bridge to get closer to her, then took off his shirt and jumped in the water.
Yes.
Whoa!
Gotta take that shirt off.
Picture?
No!
Dude, Google it.
Hit the Googler. Yeah, he jumped in. At first, he couldn't get her door open. He says that that was the scariest part, because no cops or firefighters were there to help yet. So he put his foot against the side of the SUV for leverage, started pulling on the driver's side door as hard as he could, and he finally managed to get it open. All thanks to the gym. I mean, he definitely CrossFits, I'm sure. Here he is right here talking about it.
I saw a gentleman run past me and say that there's a car in the Passaic. I think the scariest moment, I turned around at one point to see if there was any rescuers coming, because I couldn't get the door open.
Oh.
No hero. Doing what we should be doing. I kind of just took the natural reaction, because we didn't have time at that point. Her being floating on top there, just unconscious. Her seatbelt was off. Window was a crack open, so I reached in, but it was hard to open. If I don't get it open, she's going to die in front of me. Gave it everything I had, put my foot up on the door and for leverage, and just pulled it open as hard as I could. Started to sink, I pulled her out. Cops came at that exact time. Her daughter messaged me on Facebook, said that she's okay. She broke a shoulder, I think. But that means more than anything. She's someone's mother, someone's daughter, she's someone's wife. That's why I did it.
Love it. Jay Moss.
Dude, I just can't believe the situation from Jersey Shore just like saved someone. That's
he
incredible.
Had to. Yep.
It's incredible, cool guys. Sorry, just Jersey people. They just, you know, they just get me, you know?
Yep.
The situation, dog, from Jersey Shore. Is that show still around?
Nope,
no.
It's
no?
Not.
Yeah. That's why. Because he's busy saving lives in the Potomac.
GTL, baby. GTL.
Dude, what is that?
Gym Tan Laundry.
Wait, what?
That's their motto. Gosh,
are you serious?
Yeah,
I never saw a single episode.
That's their life.
Gym Tan Laundry. Episode.
Well, I used to be a fan, actually.
I watched one episode, and I was like, out on that. That's stupid.
Sammy Sweet.
That was stupid.
All them.
You know. I actually just had to look up Jersey Shore cast in order to find a cast member so that I could tell that Jersey Shore joke because I didn't know any of them.
Well done.
I never saw a single episode. So, that's sometimes, you know, I need help with my jokes.
Big show today, everybody. Big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll find out what the fathers really want for Father's Day.
Does that mean you didn't?
I mean, the Spice Girls asked the question, what you really want? What you really, really want? And all husbands or fathers were like, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Steven's got some great whiskey tango this morning.
Yeah, I do.
And Tam's going to throw some headlines and check the roads when we come back.
You know it.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The FBI is investigating Omar Mateen's wife. They say they believe she knew about an unspecified attack but didn't tell anybody.
At a Disney resort, toddler dragged away by an alligator.
7 out of 10 Americans don't like Donald Trump. Half don't like Hillary Clinton.
After the Fed came out saying it wanted to keep interest rates at a status quo, U.S. stocks trading higher.
Two commercial satellites were lifted toward orbit by a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket.
A new Pew study finds more people turning to digital sources for news using more mobile devices.
Home Depot is building a case against Visa and MasterCard, filing a federal lawsuit claiming their new chip cards in the U.S. are less secure than credit cards used around the world, putting retailers and customers at cyber risk.
California District Attorney has removed Judge Aaron Persky from a new sexual assault case. Persky's the judge who handed an ex-Stanford University swimmer a 6-month sentence.
The World Health Organization says its research has found no conclusive evidence that drinking coffee causes cancer.
The mayor of London, Ontario, and his deputy have both stepped aside after admitting they were having an affair.
The cost for wholesale goods rose in May for the second month in a row. The Labor Department says the producer price index rose 0.4%.
Good morning.
Hey, everybody.
Hola! That was a shout out to RG.
Thank you, RG.
She came in and did some work with the PB, yo.
Yeah, something horrible has happened already today.
It is 6:37.
High today of 95 degrees.
So Central Avenue between Unser and 90th are closed due to police activity. APD and sheriffs are investigating a carjacking and an officer-involved shooting.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is going to be at least through the morning commute. So alternatively, you need to use Bridge and I-40.
Did you see the AutoZone carjacking yesterday?
No.
What? It was down on like Coors and Rio Bravo. Guy got out of his car to walk into AutoZone, shot and killed.
What?
Someone took his car and just...
No. What the heck?
Here in town yesterday.
Sheesh.
Man.
Coors and Rio Bravo, like near my kid's school.
They catch the guy? They haven't caught the guy?
I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
I don't know. It could be.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
The police officer is recovering.
Okay.
The suspect is dead.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about the one that's going on right
that's
now?
That's what happened this morning. Oh, this is the AutoZone thing,
oh,
Steve-O.
Okay.
No way!
Yeah. Okay, so the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department and Albuquerque Police are working to identify the suspect who they say led police on the chase and fired shots at officers early Thursday morning. Sheriff Manny Gonzalez says it started around 7 p.m. Wednesday night when 64-year-old Santiago Romero Amaya was shot and killed at AutoZone in an attempted carjacking. The shooter took off in the victim's Jeep and police were on the lookout for it. At about midnight last night, an APD officer spotted the vehicle and tried to stop it. The driver took off, leading police on a chase near Central and Unser. Police laid a spike strip down, but that did not stop the driver. That's when an APD officer tried to stop the suspect himself. One of our officers performed a pursuit intervention technique, which spun the vehicle out facing the officers. The suspect of the vehicle did fire rounds, striking an APD officer in the chest in body armor, said Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez. A gun battle happened between the suspects and the officers, but the spike stripes took out one of the suspect's tires, causing the car to then catch fire. An officer attempted to get the suspect out of the burning car, but it was too late. The suspect in the vehicle is dead. While officers did confirm that this is the same car used in that carjacking homicide, they can't 100% say if this is the same suspect because they haven't been able to identify him yet. Sheriff Gonzalez says that body armor saved the officer's life. He was taken to the hospital and treated for injuries. Central will be closed at Unser in both directions for about 12 hours while this investigation continues.
Man, that's
intense.
So
Central and Unser are not to be used this morning. They are closed.
That is right by Legacy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. My wife takes that trip every day.
Yep.
Yeah. Gosh, what is up with our city? It is getting worse. It is. Some people always say it's always been like, no, it hasn't. It's getting worse.
Man.
There's shootings every single day.
Yeah.
It's not just the city.
It's everywhere.
Well, it is everywhere, but our city is getting worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's on fire.
Yeah. Let's jump into our news here.
Yep.
Please let there be something lighthearted.
This is going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, it is. Woo! Good news!
The governor has declared a state of emergency due to the Doghead Fire over in the Manzano Mountains. The fire, which was first reported Tuesday around noon, has grown to an estimated 2,000 acres. When we talked about it yesterday, it was between 800 and 1,000. Incised by yesterday afternoon, forcing some nearby residents to evacuate and others to be ready for a possible evacuation. By Wednesday evening, smoke from the fire could be seen as far north as the New Mexico-Colorado border. The fire has been dubbed the Doghead Fire, named after a map feature on the forest's northern side. It's located on Cibola National Forest and National Grasslands Mountain Air Ranger District between... How do I say these words? Tajike and Chalili?
Oh, nailed it.
That's probably not right. It has burned into the southeast boundary of Isleta Pueblo, southeast of Albuquerque. As of 5 p.m. yesterday, officials estimated the fire as being 2,000 acres in size, and at a community meeting in Torreon Wednesday evening. How do you say that word? Torreon?
I don't know.
Governor Susana Martinez declared a state of emergency in response to the fire in order to make all state agencies available. She also put the National Guard on standby should their assistance be needed.
You might have mentioned it. I wasn't paying attention. Do they know how the fire started?
I don't think so. It doesn't say anything about that. Sad news. The body of the 2-year-old who got attacked by an alligator at Disney World on Tuesday has been recovered. If there's any solace in this story to me personally, it's that the boy probably drowned and they found the body intact.
Yeah.
I can't imagine finding a torn to shreds by an alligator body.
Yeah, I was reading about it, and a lot of experts were saying that alligators...
They drown their prey.
They drown them and they break their neck. So hopefully it was instant, and pray for that family.
I
couldn't
imagine.
Stop thinking about that family yesterday.
Cannot imagine. And prayers to those parents, to that dad. I cannot imagine. Oof. It's impossible. Impossible. Situation just sucks all around. Pray for that family, guys. For real. Let's see. Let's try to take it. You know, I was talking to our friend Amy at Bear Canyon yesterday.
The bear?
I've got to tell you guys about that workout later because, gosh, we're lucky that I'm here this morning.
Really?
Really?
Gosh, man, you're the most fit person I think I've ever met in my life. And
no,
you're complaining
not.
That it was
So anyway, she was saying she listened to us yesterday. She said she's been listening.
Oh no!
And she said after the discussions on like gun control and language and stuff, she said she hit a point where she just needed to turn us off and just listen to music. Because it was such a heavy,
intense.
Like,
yeah.
You know, you had to think about it. It was a thinking person's discussion. And
oh,
we
so
were
did you
sick
say she
it.
Wasn't a thinker?
Not at all.
Oh, man.
I was going to say,
it's going to be horrible Steve-o, next time.
Steve-o was sick of it.
I was.
Yeah. I was. I don't know if you guys.
We all were.
I shut down. I was just trying to play video games on my phone.
I was trying to move on to something else, but you kept reading the text messages. That's okay.
You want to give everybody their voice. But the thing was, it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if we don't bring that up for a while, everybody, let's just go with the flow.
Did you guys see what Bill O'Reilly said about gun control?
It. Oh, okay. No.
Punch me in the leg.
No way!
Yes, way!
It's the first thing I did this morning. I watched the O'Reilly Factor.
So my promise to you guys is for the next... Who knows how long, unless there's something crazy and we have to address it, we're not going to dive back into that. But it was cool to me that she said, she was like, I totally got what you were saying. And she was like, I completely understand why you guys were exhausted. She said, it sounded like everybody thought you guys were just arguing for crazy gun control and you weren't.
No.
And I was like, thank you for understanding.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to Bear Canyon.
You poked the bear!
Do it!
Specifically. Okay.
Today.
Have you ever wanted to smell like a Jedi?
Yes!
Well, now you can, Steve-O. Woo! Play the Star Wars
guys,
music.
This is exactly what I was talking about this morning.
Oh, play it now.
I'm so happy.
It's got to be there.
It probably smells like...
Literally in the system for as long as I've been here.
From Tatooine.
Smelling like a Jedi. Oh
just
use the Force decks.
Pine needles from the Forest Moon of Endor.
Where is it? I don't know what it has.
Steve-O, hum the Star Wars
there
music.
There it is. I got it. There it
Gosh.
Is.
Gosh.
Yeah.
The trilogy of futuristic must-have perfumes transfers the essence of the Star Wars universe skillfully into a fascinating world or galaxy of fragrances, which represents the best-known elements and characters from the saga. You can smell like Jar Jar Binks.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not...
Smell like a Gungan every day of the week. The products are presented in a luxurious and lavish. It's just, I don't know what that is.
Amidala for women.
Which draws upon the symbolism of probably the most emblematic element of the movie, the lightsaber. Now meet the three protagonists of our perfume series. We have Empire. For you conniving villains out
there. Dude, I want to know what that smells like. Probably like betrayal and tears of family members who have
Empire
lost a loved one.
From man. Empire covers you with an aura of masculinity and power.
Ooh, I like that.
A scent that captures the dark side of the Force, mystical, formidable, and superior.
Yeah.
Starts with a sparkle of fruity notes from lime and apple.
Okay.
Powerful cords of amber.
What?
Patchouli out. And tonka bean characterize the powerful heart. And bass note that refine the composition.
This is...
That's right, folks.
Who wrote that?
Talking about Star Wars cologne.
Oh, man.
Hang on, go back up.
Okay.
The result is a distinctive, oriental, seductive fragrance.
Wait,
perfect
what?
For the night.
I'm all right.
Made for men.
No.
Which one better does not get in the way?
What?
Yeah. You can't end a sentence with a preposition, so they couldn't write up, but it sounds like it would have made more... Okay. On the opposite side of the spectrum, Jedi for men.
Talk to me.
The swaggering, fearless flair of Jedi combines cleverly the feeling of the powerful presence of the light side of the Force and a valiant sportiness into a composition which is simultaneously sympathetic, fresh, and heroic, powerful.
Mm.
Star Wars Jedi underlines the masculinity of the wearer, subtle but unmistakable.
Mm.
The seductive blend of pink pepper in its bouquet, water lily in the heart, and sensual notes of musk and sandalwood in the bass chord creates a strong aura of positive energy, which makes this fragrance the perfect companion for guys.
Steve-O loves that sandalwood.
All about that sandalwood.
I actually am a huge fan of
sandalwood. All about it over there.
But here's the weird thing. My wife wears sandalwood.
Well, so, like, it's time for her to change the game up, because up next, the final fragrance in the Star Wars line, Amidala.
Oh.
For woman.
This can't be real.
Yeah, Padme Amidala, Queen of Naboo, inspired Amidala, the women's fragrance in this series. Amidala inspired this fragrance through her royal elegance as well as by her strong, indomitable will.
Amidala.
The elegant and sensual notes of vanilla, musk, and patchouli are complemented by a fruity top note of apple and tangerine that merges into a sovereign seductive aura for any situation by day or by night. A floral perfume with oriental and powdery notes, making the wearer irresistible.
These are all lies.
Scent you decide to use to wear, may the force be with you.
That's right. I've been to a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And those Star Wars people don't smell anything like that, am I right?
It's like, there's a strong base of patchouli with notes of trash and body odor.
Yeah, body odor, sweat, and old leather.
No, this is for real. This is not a joke. You can actually buy them in a lot, all these different stores.
Oh my gosh.
I can't mention them, but there's a bunch of stores.
Available in Germany,
Germany, right, Switzerland,
Austria.
But that's only that's Germany.
That's Amazon Germany.
Scroll down, Slovakia,
there's
Czech Republic.
There's no American fragrance.
And you know what?
This is not American.
I think we should be thankful.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I can't buy this in America. By the way,
if I read patchouli, I'm just out on it. You know, it's like I don't.
Are you
like
really
that
looking
smell.
This up? Okay,
he's looking it up. That's right.
Nope, can't buy it, guys.
Good.
That looks pretty. Look at that pillow.
Will you get off Amazon?
Get away from Amazon. Stop.
Dude, okay. Leslie, I know what I'm getting you.
Okay. Get out of there. Okay.
Whoa, is that right?
You're ruining R2-D2
for
me.
$9. Just got paid today.
There's a reason it's only $9, Dex. Speaking of other countries.
Yes.
Apparently, you can only buy the Star Wars fragrances in other countries. We should all be thankful.
That's ridiculous.
Someone in Lithuania got into a high-speed chase with cops last Thursday. Totally flipped the script on the cops. During the chase, they dumped a bunch of tire spikes on the ground to stop the cop car. And it looks like they also used a smoke screen.
Yeah.
It's not clear what started the chase, but the cops finally stopped them at the end of the video, so apparently the driver is in custody. This is audio from the chase. Also, cops.
Look at that smoke screen.
That's coming out of a Volvo, people.
Yeah.
A Volvo station wagon.
Is that really a smoke screen?
Heck yeah. What you gonna do?
Oh, are they hitting the spikes?
Oh, yeah. He ran them over. Oh, see you later, copper.
Okay.
In my
dust.
You are
so dumb.
You're about to see one of those police Priuses fly by. Just getting incredible gas mileage and not making much of an eco footprint. But
no, that's good for the city, too, because it costs less for us.
Yeah.
That's good.
Is that really a smoke screen, or did he just...
No, I think that is a legitimate smoke screen.
You can buy them online.
No, you can't buy smoke screens.
Got one on my Spy Hunter.
Batman buys them all the time.
Oh, dude, I loved that video game. Mm-hmm. Bantam, 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 bantam.
A guy
bantam.
From Michigan tried to pull a scam from Seinfeld back in April. He rented a truck, filled it up with bottles in another state, then drove to Michigan to return them for 10 cents each. Because apparently in Michigan you can get 10 cents each. But, my friends, that's a felony.
Fail. Wait, what?
That is a felony charge.
Are you serious?
So he's looking at up to 5 years in prison.
Yeah.
Why?
He probably got the idea from Seinfeld.
How is that a felony?
Let's take a look.
Because you have to like recycle it in your own state.
Well, think about it. Every state, it's a different price for aluminum.
Yeah. So you sell stuff on eBay, and it's like worth different stuff, different places. People from different cities and states buy your stuff.
Hey, man. Hey, I didn't write the law.
Okay.
The law wrote me.
How is that a felony?
I'm looking.
You have failed this city.
You know what, Oliver Queen? You shut your mouth.
Yeah, because you failed
Wait,
me
I just
in season
I just,
three,
I just
jerk.
Spoiled it. I just totally told his identity to the world.
How could you
I didn't mean to do that. Sorry, I mean Green Arrow. Does anybody still watch that show?
Yeah.
I guess the reason... that it's a felony is the number of non-refundable cans involved.
Wait, what?
Something. I'm looking up the law right now.
10 cents a can is pretty
beverage good. Containers. This is section 445.574A.
We can't figure out guns, but we can.
We got those cans.
Felonies on
all right,
cans.
So check it out. This prohibited return to dealer, distributor, and manufacturer violation penalty exception. This is a law. Section 4A. 1. A person shall not return or attempt to return to a dealer for a refund one or more of the following. A beverage container that the person knows or should know was not purchased in this state as a filled returnable container. Weird. B. A beverage container that the person knows or should know did not have a deposit paid for it at the time of purchase. 2. A person who violates subsection 1 is subject to one of the following. And then it goes through all the punishments. Yeah, they are very specific as it goes with returning cans to Michigan.
Wow.
Like, there's paragraphs here. Pretty nuts. Don't return cans or bottles from out of state to Michigan. You'll get a felony charge up to 5 years in prison. Just don't do it.
Well, we gotta go to break. Big show today, everyone. Big show. Whiskey Tango on the way. We'll talk Father's Day. What do dads really want?
What do they really want?
Well, we're dads. We'll tell you what we want. Also, the great butter debate. Can't wait to talk to you guys about it.
I can't believe it's not butter. That was a margarine joke. Sorry, it was marginal at best.
Okay. I gave you one clap.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus. Entertainment.
What color is it? The one that Karen was supposed to wear.
Oh, no.
And
what? Yeah, you know what? I don't need a trip down.
You know what I think you do? Yes, I think you like... do. I think you do, Sammy. You know, this is the dress when we all still married the second time.
Whoa.
The one that Mike and Carrie stuff when they found out the truth of Will's paternity.
The paternity?
And, oh, wow, this is the one from our almost wedding in Vegas.
Yeah, well, there's more.
Oh.
How many this is more? The one I almost what? Married Franco in. What? This is the one that I was going to wear when I got to marry Brenton. What? This is the one that I was going to wear the first time I was going to marry Lucas.
The first time?
I
How many
that.
Times is she going to marry Lucas?
Man. Whoa.
Another way America passed the time was listening to radio.
Uh-oh. You better get out of here before someone not quite so understanding catches you.
Sammy, get away. Don't get hurt, Sammy. Go.
Get,
okay, good.
Get
She's
out
leaving.
Of there, Sammy.
Oh, I was so Sammy. Worried for her safety.
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead. Radio lives on in our minds and hearts because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
No. We're watching anime, man.
No, we're not.
It's called Manime.
Here we
Voltron are. Is anime. As much as you don't want to admit, you watch anime.
Old Voltron was
you
anime.
Totally watch some anime.
That's
whatever
fun.
That elf chick is, Sailor Moon.
I don't watch Sailor Moon.
No, the chick in Voltron with the pointy ears.
I don't. What is
she? Straight up looks like a Sailor Moon girl,
but it's she's not.
But it's still anime. Hey, it's okay, man.
Voltron.
Hey, but it's okay.
Nah,
that you watch anime, Teo.
Yeah, I watch Voltron.
Teo watches anime, and he is a grown man with a little kid. Yeah, but it's really all about for Teo, cause he loves robots and Asian looking people.
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
I don't
Teo loves anime.
Anime, like
loves
he
anime. He has all of the Voltron wall scrolls in his bedroom.
Okay, what wall scrolls?
Yeah, man, wall scrolls. It's like those things that that people have when they watch anime.
Tell us about the wall scrolls.
Well, I have some Cowboy Bebop ones.
What's
some
that?
Trigun ones.
What's
Cowboy
that?
Bebop? It, you see, involves Spike.
Yeah, I don't think so.
There was okay, and.
Good morning, everybody. 7-Eleven.
High today of 95 degrees.
Closed due to police activity. They're still investigating everything that happened. Central Avenue between Unser Boulevard Northwest and 90th. So if you have to go anywhere around there, you need to use Bridge and I-40. It's going to be closed at least through the morning commute. A lot of stuff went down. We talked about it earlier.
A human being is no longer with us.
Yes.
Yeah. Shootout with the police.
There's also an accident at Edith Boulevard and Osuna Road. And then way, way east of the mountains, Highway 337 at New Mexico 217 is closed for the evacuation of the Chalili residents because of the Doghead Fire. Mm. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
338-3700.
Shout out this morning. Shout out.
There's also an accident at Rio Bravo and I-25 that just popped
okay.
up.
Okay, man.
Hey, can we do something happy?
Can we get this phone call real
quick?
Yes, we can.
No.
Go. Good morning. Go.
Me and Chuck E. Cheese, yo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
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 How are you guys this morning?
Good. How
man,
are you?
Man, just full of energy and life.
And anime.
Well, that's good. That's good. I just wanted to give you a pronunciation on the name
Thank
that you're
you.
Trying.
Nobody else will help me. Thank you. Go for it.
Okay. Well, the first one is Tahiki.
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 Tahiki. You go on a bad day and you have a tahiki.
Exactly.
Got it.
And the second one is Chilili.
Chilili. So you go to the wrong restaurant on your bad date, get some Chilili, and go home with a tahiki.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes, but it's Chilili.
Thank
Chilili.
You. Chilili.
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 Barn.
Chilula. I just poured some on my breakfast.
Chilili.
It's Chilili. Yeah.
It's so Chilili outside.
Right.
Got it.
And then the third one is Torreon.
Torreon. See, thank you for helping me. I am grateful because I work with some people who can't help me.
Yes, no way. From Montana.
And being here for so long, you'd think that Steve-O would be able to help.
You'd think. You'd
yes,
think.
That's true.
Thank you, Miss Lady.
I was caught up in anime world. I was speaking Japanese, not Spanish. Come on.
We play the
Thank
Japanese
you.
Song. Test.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Miss Lady. Right. Have a good day.
Yeah, a new word every day, guys.
Chilulu.
The word for the day Chilili. Is anime.
Chilulu.
Chilili. Tahiki. And
Tahuna.
Torreon.
Teo doesn't want to admit that he's watching anime.
No.
He binged the entire Voltron series on Netflix.
Which one?
The entire.
Okay. Yeah, I did. I watched the whole Voltron. That's fine.
I've only watched the first episode.
The old one was anime.
Yeah.
I watched
Voltron. The new one is straight anime.
I don't know if the people are anime. Is Last Airbender, is that considered anime?
Yeah. Here, let's find the definition for anime.
I don't know.
Because I'm willing to bet it's like Japanese cartoon.
It definitely looks like it would be.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't watch anime,
you do.
Mass watch it.
It's a style of Japanese film and television animation typically aimed at adults as well as children.
That's cool.
Anime.
I watched Voltron.
Anime.
What's the other one I watched, Steve-O?
Voltron.
Now shut up.
Trigun, Cowboy Bebop.
Those are yours.
Evangelion.
What is that?
Oh, it's really good. You'd love it. It's like Voltron, except better.
I like Voltron.
No, but this is better.
I like Totals.
This is more like grown up, and they're like, are we aliens or are we robots? Okay. And we're fighting heaven against the robots.
Yes.
Angels. It's really not confusing at all.
Not at all.
Somehow you made me less interested in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good.
Voltron, though, is great.
Oscar's my favorite.
You keep saying that.
It is.
I guess if you're into that sort of thing, you need to watch it.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite cartoons when I was a kid. I loved it.
Cowboy Bebop?
No, gosh. I wish the people that have redone Voltron would do like Dino Riders and
Thundercats.
Thundercats, Silverhawks. Oh man.
Silverhawks and Thundercats was the first thing I thought of when I saw Voltron last night. Yeah. I was like, please do one of these. But they already tried Thundercats and it didn't work out. Yeah. They tried to redo it and make it new and hip and cool and it did not go well.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I never even watched it.
Hey, thanks so much for calling us. Good morning. You there?
Good morning, fellas. Love
Yay!
Y'all. Love down to y'all.
What
oh, man.
Dog?
I just...
Ow.
What the...
And get my boy Tails back, because who doesn't like cartoons?
Thank you.
That's all.
Wooly?
That's the main point. Everybody likes cartoons.
That's true.
I mean, the Japanese cartoons, the American cartoons, or like Polynesian cartoons. Everybody's got cartoons.
Apparently.
We're little kids on the inside, even though we're grown men.
North Korea
need some cartoons in our lives.
Actually, you said that, and I need to retract my statement.
I want Steve-O to read this.
Because I pigeonholed people.
You did.
And I put two different people groups in one category. Voltron is not anime. It was produced in the U.S. and animated by a Korean studio. So not Japanese.
Whoa.
So you mean to tell me just that this whole thing about me watching anime is just not true?
It's not true.
Yeah. Embarrassing.
Feels good.
But if it were, it'd be okay, because you're a grown man and who doesn't love cartoons?
That's right.
Loving Voltron, man.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. Beeps, all the day, all the way.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Love you too,
man. Hey, Beavers and the Cultist Cartoons and the Bestest. Y'all are the Bestest forever. Amen. Love you, buddy. Bye.
Love you.
Is it too late now to say Gomen?
What is that?
That's sorry in Japanese.
Gomen.
Is it too...
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
That's not sorry. Gomen. Gomen. Yeah.
Gomen.
Gomen nasai.
Yes. Okay, guys. Let's talk about butter.
No! I need the Chuck E. Cheese music!
Okay. Whoa. You do need the Chuck E. Cheese. Okay. Who are you shouting out?
Shout out this morning to 8-year-old Kyla. Kyla Ren. K-Y-L-A. Is it Kyla?
Kyla.
Kyla Ren.
Happy birthday.
I'm calling her Kyla Ren. She's 8 years old today.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Chuck E. Cheese for her birthday.
Chuck E. Cheese for her birthday.
Birthday. What?
Birthday. I like birthday.
Chuck E. Cheese. 8 years old today, Kyla.
Birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Dad, Mom, Kason, they love you.
Love
you.
I love you.
I just love you today.
Have an amazing birthday.
Avatar isn't considered an anime because it's American-made, even though it resembles the art style.
Mm. Yeah. Feels good being right.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often for me, so I like this.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Keanu Reeves needs to be Spike from Cowboy Bebop. Just made my day, you. I don't know who that is.
Cowboy. Yeah. All right, let's talk butter.
Love it.
Hashtag great butter debate. There was a guy in Ireland recently found a 22-pound ball of butter.
Whoa.
It was buried in a swamp.
Wow.
They say it might be 2,000 years old.
What?
Yeah, here it is right
there. That's awesome.
Experts think it was either buried there to preserve it, or it was a religious offering. And they say you could probably still eat it.
Whoa.
Still edible.
That butter was around when Jesus was.
It really was.
Maybe so.
Like if they had used butter at the Last Supper, that could have been it.
Yep.
I mean, maybe. Did they use butter? Like, because we don't use butter for like communion, because it's like, because it just says that they broke the bread, but it doesn't say that then they put butter on it.
Yeah,
but every time I go to one of those crazy restaurants and they give you that big old thing of bread, they always give you a side of butter.
Gotta have that butter, man.
You know what I mean?
Gosh.
And then you're like, I inevitably get stuck cutting everybody's bread.
Yeah.
Every time, because I'll put that big old thing of bread in front of you and it's not cut, and I'm like, I swear we're at a restaurant.
Yeah, man.
Like, I swear.
And you know who has
I
the
shouldn't
best
be
butter?
Doing this.
You know who has the best butter in the world?
Switzerland.
No, Ireland.
Oh.
The leprechauns turn it. They actually
churn
make
it, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I said. Turn it.
They, like, stand on each other's shoulders, and they're like, yeah!
How'd you know?
Well, because the churner thing is too tall for one leprechaun, obviously. So, practically speaking, they'd have to stand on each other's
shoulders.
Who
all y'all see leprechauns say, yeah!
Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, I want to know, do you guys keep your butter out of the fridge?
I'm so glad you're asking this.
This is a big question.
Because it freaks me out, man!
Okay, you ready? Growing up, butter always in the fridge.
Same here!
At home, out.
Yeah. Same here!
And I don't care.
Nah, it's weird, man.
I want to be different than you guys, but I'm the exact same
way. Dude, I grew up with it always in the fridge because my mom loved me. And then Chrissy's like, nah, man, stick a butter right there in the center of the table. And I'm like, but it's warm.
Yeah.
I will say this.
Yeah, it's warm. It's perfect.
I was going to say, I did notice that it's way easier to spread
now.
Heck
yeah.
But I'm always weirded out, like, but it's been sitting there.
You got to get the butter dish.
Yeah, we've got the stupid butter dish.
Well, then nothing's going to get in there.
Yeah, but it's still not being refrigerated.
It's like, okay, it's butter. Look at this. The butter's 2,000 years old.
Would you eat that butter?
They say it's still edible.
You would eat that butter.
Heck yeah, man.
2,000-year-old butter, you'd eat that.
I'd melt that butter.
Oh, gosh.
I'd drip that butter on everything.
Like a baked potato?
Gosh. Potato. Love it. Gosh.
It's weird to me. I prefer it in the fridge, but then I think about it and go, no, I don't, because I always hate trying to toast bread.
Man, there's no debate here. I thought we'd have a good debate.
You put like butter on it, and it's like cold, and you're like, no!
We're all the same, bud. Yeah.
But then you put like warm butter on it, and it's like, oh, I don't know, man. This is gooey and oily and weird.
There's nothing more frustrating than having to take a stick of butter out of the refrigerator and put it on a plate and then put it in the microwave so you can soften it.
Oh.
And then you either you keep it in there too long and it melted too much and
yeah.
Yeah, I keep it outside.
Proud That's of weird though.
But it's my wife hates it outside the
See, fridge. I'm not it freaks me out. Cuz I will say this, I won't eat it as much as I normally used to. Cold, yeah, it sucks to spread it, but at the same time, I know that it's preserved.
Yeah, you don't but forever. It's butter, man. It's
what
butter,
what does that mean? It's butter.
It's butter.
It's like what we have chickens now, you know, so they lay eggs, and Chrissy just gets the eggs, like yesterday, she grabbed the eggs, she rinsed them off, because sometimes, you know, they're just a little dirty from the chicken coop,
she's
whatever, and she just sets them on the counter. I'm like, Chrissy, put those eggs in the fridge. Oh, you don't have to refrigerate these eggs.
I found that out, too.
You don't, and it's weird to me, because I'm like, but you should.
Well, here's what it says when I hit the Googler. How long does butter last? It says 6 to 9 months.
Oh, that's a lie.
Butter that has been continuously refrigerated will usually keep for about 1 month after the sell-by date. If butter develops an off-odor, flavor, or appearance, it should be discarded.
Here's the deal with that, though.
It should be eaten faster.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I can't stand when you go online to like search for something like, oh, I don't. How long does meat last? Here, let's say, how long does meat? And then you check and it's like, what does it smell like?
Yeah.
And you're like, well,
what's the
it
color?
Smells like raw meat. Because every time we go to the butcher, we go to a butcher every week. Chrissy, you know, we'll get, and sure enough, like day three, Chrissy's like, oh, I don't think we can, oh, I don't know if we can make this ground beef. And I'm like, why? Just smell
it. Is it brown?
Smell it. And then I smell it and I'm like, yeah, no, it smells like raw meat. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
yeah, sure.
I don't agree with that.
It smells weird, but
when you buy a fresh
it's raw meat.
Now, when you buy fresh meat, there's not that really potent odor.
Yeah.
When
try and put a name to that potent odor. What does it smell like?
It's very strong.
Strong like what? Like raw meat?
It's got a base of blood and a hint of patchouli, followed by fruity notes.
I love you. See, Teo gets me, man. If you say that, I'm like, oh, okay. No, I'm not smelling any patchouli. It's probably still good.
It's got a gamey smell to it, which means like it smells like you left the meat.
Oh, my gosh. He always says that. It smells gamey. I'm like,
you know how when people go outside all day and then they come in and they have that outside smell? To me, that's when you describe gamey meat. That's kind of what it smells like. It's like you took the meat outside all day and just left it there.
Yeah, if meat turns brown, I can't eat it.
I think, oh my God, another, you and Chrissy are the same person, and I'm gonna take off my sandal and hit you because
that,
I can't.
Hold on, I'm gonna look that up.
Oh my gosh!
How long does meat last?
Don't try and Google this. Chrissy and I have done this for days at home.
Google it,
and it's like, well, it depends. Was it refrigerated? Where did you store it?
Red meat and pork can remain in the refrigerator for up to 5 days. It can be frozen for 4 to 12 months.
Five days, Chrissy.
Leftover cooked meat will last 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator and 2 to 6 months in the freezer.
All right.
Ground meats, beef, veal, pork, or poultry can be refrigerated for 1 to 2 days and frozen for 3 to 4 months.
Dang, dude,
I've been doing 1 to 2 days. That's it.
Yeah,
that's been a lot of old meat.
If it turns brown, that's not good.
You're just giving Chrissy ammunition, so we need to stop this bit right now because I'm going to get really mad. It's like a light brown, like a barely brown, and it's like, oh no!
You're weird though. So you won't eat.
Oh no!
You're freaked out if the butter's outside the refrigerator.
Yep.
But if meat has been sitting in there for 3 to 4 days, which says you probably shouldn't. I mean,
you want me to be honest, man who pays the bills guy? Butter costs like 12 cents. That was an $8 steak. We are cooking that crap right now.
Yeah.
We are not wasting those $8. I will eat this steak by my darn self.
Just got to put some more seasoning on it to cover up the gamey whatever, whatever.
That's right. Tell them about it, Steve Dave.
Because guess what? When you cook it, what color does it turn?
Brown.
Purple.
It turns brown!
You guys don't get the purple meat.
Well. Gosh.
Me.
Just purple saying. Meat. It is true. You're right. I'm hilariously weird about eggs and butter. But when it comes to meat, it's like, no, 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 no. That roast cost us $22. You are putting that in the crock pot, and we are just going to eat that for days.
Oh, man.
Eat it!
Not much of a debate here with the butter.
By the way, meat packagers will add a chemical to the meat that changes the color from brown to red.
Really? That's messed up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is why sometimes it looks great, and then you take a bite, and it's...
Yeah, check it out. Somebody else just chimed in. By the way, meat is brownish pink. The stores dye them red to look more appeasing to the masses.
Hey-o!
Huh!
What the heck? I never knew that.
Yeah! Now go home and smell all your meats and go, I guess I can eat this. Because it's good.
I want to read this one, too, because that same person wrote, "You boys have turned into soft city boys."
Yes!
"Your eggs and butter are fine left out. How do you think they live before refrigerators?" Yeah. I didn't realize we were talking to a centuries-old expert.
Heck yeah, man.
Good morning.
Hi.
Who's this?
You know me.
Who is it?
William.
William?
Oh, it's William.
All right. William.
Hi, William.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's been a minute. So, what you been up to, man? How's the job? How's life?
Well,
Pretty good. Yeah.
We have a cat.
You have a cat?
Yeah.
What's the cat's name?
Stella Blossom Willow Tree. She's white.
No idea. What's the cat's name?
I swear he's speaking English.
What's the cat's name?
Lala Blossom Willow Tree, and she's white.
Oh. Lala Black and Mellow Tree?
No, not a Blossom Willow Tree.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is the longest name.
Can you maybe shorten
it? Do you
have
like a nickname to shorten it? This is the best. See, what happened was William wanted to call, but then he was like wanting the mom.
Mama, can you get it? Yes. Press the green button.
Hello?
Press the green button.
Press the green button.
Hello? I think they want to hang up.
Okay.
I think they.
William.
Thanks for calling, William.
Buddy. Love you.
Love you.
Okay. Well.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
The best.
That's good.
Brody does that all the time.
Yeah.
He'll call somebody and he'll just like stare at the phone.
You know me.
Uh-huh. I'm like, you gotta talk to grandma. You gotta say hi. Hi. Okay, this is terrible. We gotta go.
Okay, we gotta go to break. When we come back, Whiskey Tango.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man.
Good morning, Starman. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The FBI is investigating Omar Mateen's wife. They say they believe she knew about an unspecified attack but didn't tell anybody.
At a Disney resort, toddler dragged away by an alligator.
7 out of 10 Americans don't like Donald Trump. Half don't like Hillary Clinton.
After the Fed came out saying it wanted to keep interest rates at a status quo, U.S. stocks trading higher.
Two commercial satellites were lifted toward orbit by a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket.
A new Pew study finds more people turning to digital sources for news using more mobile devices.
Home Depot is building a case against Visa and MasterCard, filing a federal lawsuit claiming their new chip cards in the U.S. are less secure than credit cards used around the world, putting retailers and customers at cyber risk.
California District Attorney has removed Judge Aaron Persky from a new sexual assault case. Persky's the judge who handed an ex-Stanford University swimmer a six-month sentence.
The World Health Organization says its research has found no conclusive evidence that drinking coffee causes cancer.
The mayor of London, Ontario, Rosario and his deputy have both stepped aside after admitting they were having an affair.
The cost for wholesale goods rose in May for the second month in a row. The Labor Department says the producer price index rose 0.4%.
Ha ha! This is Dad Life. It's how we live 24/7, 365. Check me. Gas station glasses, don't care what the masses think about me with my sweet goatee. I'm rocking my Dockers with a cuff and a crease. I got that St. John's Bay and the clip for my piece. I look nice. I got dozens of dollars and that's right. It goes straight to my daughters and my wife. I'm a miracle dad, making magic with the checkbook is a talent I have. I roll hard in the yard with a 60-inch cut. Zero turn radius, my neighbors say, what? They be driving by, peeping my landscape. Yo, these greens got nothing on my manscape.
Dex, what is this?
Deadline,
this is stupid. Murder.
Turn it off.
Deadline.
Hold up.
Why can't you play the Asian rap stuff?
To the rest. It's the dad life. It's the dad life.
If it's a stupid song, I'd rather not understand.
It's the dad life.
Come on, guys. Everybody.
It's the dad life.
No.
Shooting vids of the kids. It's the dad life.
No, okay, you guys are
no. No. You were the only one.
You were way
you were
into
on
it,
an
though.
Island all your own.
It's man, you great. Went in on that. Shout
totally
out to
Jamil.
Totally
relate to all those lyrics, man. Just all of them. So good. All right, I'll play your music, Steve.
Here we go. Oh, wow.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show.
I don't like this either.
7:42.
I thought they have 95
degrees.
What?
The funny thing is I did grow up. My mom, oh my gosh. Every time we'd go to Gardenio's, it was like, I know that I know that I know. She's going to pay these dudes to just stand at our table for the entire hour. And sure enough, they'd come over and she'd start speaking Spanish to them. Blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, it's like, Malagueña! And then they're playing Malagueña. Yeah. And then it's like, and then every time they look at me, I'd go, can you do De Colores? Because that's all I know.
There's an accident at Rio Bravo Boulevard East at I-25.
De Colores, please.
There's also an accident at Edith Boulevard in Osuna. And don't forget, the police activity has Central between Unser and 90th closed.
That's I need to embrace this.
Traffic!
I need to call my mom and ask if she still has all of her mariachi tapes, since I have a cassette player again. I'll just cruise in my Subi rocking this.
Good morning.
What up, guys?
Sup?
What up?
See, Steve-O and Matt, you never heard that song before, The Dad Life?
No.
Maybe they needed to watch the video with it.
No.
I need you to call me Teo.
Definitely don't.
So, Church on the Move in Tulsa are the ones who did that song, video.
Yeah.
And it's video is so funny. It when is. I first saw it, I was cracking up.
I wish Church on the Move would have moved on before they released that video.
That video is probably like 5 years old.
Yep. So am I.
That's an old song. So
yeah, and it only has 12 million views. I mean, it's not popular at all.
Yeah. Cool. All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Later.
You know, just trying to give the public what they want: entertainment, quality.
Dude, that song is 5 years old.
So.
You presented it like it was a brand new viral hit.
And you've never heard it.
I haven't, but everybody else has.
No, they haven't.
And now, I'm sad that I've heard it. You ruined my day.
Good morning.
good morning, guys. I totally forgot about my theme song.
It's the deadline.
I'm going to rock my chino shorts and some knee-high divas. Down.
That's what I'm talking
Amazing.
About. Seriously.
We got so many people chiming in like, love it, Jax. That video is hilarious.
I'm a miracle dad. Making magic with the checkbook is a talent I have. I roll hard in the yard with a 60-inch cut.
No?
It's a lawnmower.
No? Okay. Yeah. It's a lawnmower, yeah.
Raj hops out the minivan. We splishy splashy for an hour or two. Then it's back to the house. Yeah. Prepping for the barbecue. Yeah. Brats, dolls.
I'm not gonna lie, if you're into this, you're gonna want to check out Calvary Albuquerque this weekend.
Why?
For Father's Day.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you
not saying
a
word?
Cooking?
I got nothing cooking.
You gonna rap?
Got some broads cooking? I am not.
You got some dogs cooking?
Like, I'm not saying a word.
You got some dogs.
I will
cooking?
Say this. I you know, because I lead worship at Calvary Knob Hill.
This is a word,
and that was my quote excuse.
Yeah.
When I was like, oh man, I'd love to be a part of this, but I just can't. But if you're a fan of what's happening right now on the TV screens.
P16 by 9, okay. I'm rocking man cave status with a screen like mine.
Yeah.
Keep your peanut butter hands off my 50-inch Vizio.
Yeah.
Pop up the corn, roll the Disney video.
We got Aladdin, Jasmine, yeah. A book.
Gangster right there.
Oh my gosh, dude. This is so
the deadline.
Awful.
It's the deadline.
Teo, I hate to say this, but that video has 12 million views.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what I've done with my life.
Dude, Nickelback is one of the biggest selling artists of
thank
our
you.
Time.
Thank you for bringing it back around. Thank yeah. you for doing it.
You can't
thank
compare
you.
The dead okay. life to Nickelback.
Thank you. No, you're right. Nickelback okay. sold more records and is more talented.
Hit the mall,
nobody said
ball.
That. That last part you added. Nobody said that.
Hey, man. No, I said, and this is how you remind me that they are better. So stop thank it. You.
Knock it off.
I mean, dude, look at this photograph.
People hashtag nerd fail.
People yeah. are offended.
I mean,
they are.
Cool. Whatever. You know why people are offended? Because they don't like dwelling in the past, and now they're trying to forget that at one point they bought a Nickelback record.
Never in my life.
You
never
are a liar.
Nope,
you're
did.
Both liars.
Not liars. I just staring at the one guy who did in the room.
Yeah, I did.
Never made it as a wise man.
It's funny watching people defend things that are so stupid.
Wait, are we talking about Dad Life or Nickelback?
Nah, all of it.
Right. Speaking of things that are stupid, I feel like frequenting an establishment when you've had a little too much to drink is probably a bad idea. In fact, having a little too much to drink in general is probably a bad idea.
Yep. Little wine is what? Good for the tummy?
thank you, Paul. To Timothy. Thank you.
And I am Barnabas.
A little wine is good for the tummy, am I right? That's biblical.
And Lil Wayne is good for those commercials.
Hey-oh! Those are my wife's favorite commercials, and I just don't get it.
They're funny.
It's like, watch, he's still pouring champagne on his phone. It's hilarious. I'm like, okay. Speaking of just pouring champagne on your cell phone.
Yeah.
A guy went to a Thai restaurant in Edgewater, Colorado, first mistake.
Oh, beautiful.
For dinner this weekend, his bill was $60, and he had a little much too much sake, am I right? Sake it to me, boys! It's been a long week, some Thai food and some sake, all right!
So we're having technical difficulties this morning. That's right.
That's on Fridays, man. One more day for slow motion theater. I cannot wait. One of my favorite bits we do on the station. Well, dude had a little too much to drink. Bill was $60.
He gets out the wallet. And...
all right, 20, 40, 60. All right, let's see. A few ones here for the tip. Somebody call me an Uber. Dude leaves. Staff went.
Drive home. That's good.
Staff went to get his tab, if you will, and freaked out when there was $1,000 on the table. $1,000! This guy is so generous.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys! I'm taking my kids to community college.
$1,000 tip.
$1,000. He left $1,088 in cash.
Dang.
On his table. Staff celebrated. They all split the money. The restaurant has been around for 5 years, and the owner said she thought it was a reward for all of their hard work over the years in good old Edgewater, Colorado. Well,
man, what a guy.
The next morning, the guy came back in sporting sunglasses. Oh, hey, can I talk to the owner, please?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember me. I was here last night, and,
oh, yeah, we remember you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
The thing is, there's been a mistake. I really thought the,
mistake?
really thought those hundies I was putting down were $1 bills.
Wait.
Not $100 Come bills, on. So...
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm gonna need that.
Sorry
money
about
back.
That.
Yeah, I'm really, really sorry for the inconvenience, but,
Are you kidding me?
Gonna need all my money back.
You can't have it back. We've already split it.
Yeah. I already spent my cut.
Yeah, I bought like 60 lottery tickets.
Speaking of splitting, do you guys have any Motrin? I've got a splitting headache. I just gotta... Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
He
had the nerve to come back and ask for his tip money.
What do you guys think happened from that moment? What do you think the owner did?
I hope they said no. Don't get drunk, dude.
It's your fault, man.
The owner actually gave him all of the money back.
Really?
Yeah. And the truth, he was so psyched, actually, he gave her $100 to cover the $60 bill and a $40 tip, which is still a 67% tip. That's pretty good. Not quite the 1,800% tip that the staff thought they had gotten, but the owner was generous, gave him his money back, and said that she hopes he's going to come back in and keep being a customer there.
That's a very sweet owner, but I feel bad
Free
for those
sake to that table, am I right? All right, guys, keep giving him. Man. Keep, yeah, we'll get him
another good reason why you can't.
You shouldn't,
You can't get drunk.
No, dude, are you kidding me? He thought that the hundreds were $1 bills.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I get nervous if I carry more than if I have more than like $40 in my wallet.
Yeah,
I'm like,
oh
gosh,
I'm
with you on that.
Yeah, it feels crazy.
Oh, somebody's gonna steal this $40. It's all the money in the world to me. That guy had enough money that he accidentally left $1,088 in cash in his. You know,
Lord, just give me that much money.
I would no, yeah. I still wouldn't carry it around. Like when we go on vacation, you know, people always say, "Well, you never want to use your card because you never always carry cash." I'm like. Oh, terrified. I got like a couple 20s in one sock. And then like, all my other stuff. Okay, over here. And I get like in all pockets.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like weird about it. Mm. I hate carrying cash.
Yeah, I'm with you. Even like you said, even like, you know, I guess some people would consider it small, but like $40.
That's all the money in the world.
I'm like, oh no.
Gosh, I wonder how much money I have in my...
Hey, could I have $10? Just give me 10. Give me 10? A good
10. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, let's see. How much cash do you have?
Nothing.
You have $0 in your... Oh! Big spender. I have a $5
five
bill.
$5?
Guess
man.
How much I have.
$5 in my wallet.
None.
Yeah.
No cash.
So between the three of us, guys, we could take an Uber to the gas station Caddy Corner on Jefferson. Cool, man. That's about as far as we can get with this money.
Come on.
Let's go.
Ghostbusters, guys. Come on. We could do this. Ghostbusters.
$5 between the three of us. That's pathetic, man.
No, it's not, man. We're super cool.
Yeah, it's payday, and I'm broke.
Yeah, payday, bros. Hey, bros. Excuse me, bros.
Yeah, bro.
It's payday, bros.
Oh, bro. That's payday, right. Bro?
Payday, bro.
Gosh. Gosh, all Friday. Gosh, all Friday.
Gosh, all Friday.
Oh, my gosh. People are still freaking out on the live line about Dad Life.
Really?
Yeah, Dad Life video. Spectacular. Oh. 11 million views. Blah, blah, blah. 11 million of those views have been Dex over the years. Okay, I brought it back up. Thanks.
Myrtle. Ornamental turtle.
Yeah.
Hold up. Is that a weed in my fescue? Oh, no. Round up to the rescue. It's the Dad Life.
Yeah.
It's the Dad Life.
Yeah.
Take my dolly to the party. It's the Dad Life.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's good stuff right there, guys.
But is it?
It is. Obviously.
But is it?
Obviously.
But is it?
12 million views later, the live line's blowing up. YouTube jokers
it's the Dad Life.
It's stupid.
I love y'all. Both of y'all. And the Starmie.
I love y'all, too.
No, I love you more than you love me.
That's a lie.
What?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Aaron Buck Burnett.
Hey. What's happening?
What's up, man? It's the dad. It's the dad.
Stop it. Let him speak.
Well, what are you rapping?
He's rapping this dumb Dad Life video from a few years ago. This church did this Dad Life rap song.
We actually played it on our show that we used to do together. Remember that show we used to do together?
Nobody remembers that show you used to do.
Yeah, I remember. yeah, that was kind of lame. I mean, I like the Gangnam Style video better. It has like a billion views.
Okay. Buck, I have a question for
Who
you, man.
You people?
You're a dad, and you are one of those dudes in my life, one of those friends in my life that is very what's the word I'm looking for?
Authoritative.
No. Okay.
Rich?
No,
overweight.
None of those.
Gosh,
stop being lame. No, you're not needy. You're not a gold digger. What are they called when they're just like materialistic? You're one of the least. You're one of the least materialistic people I know. All right. We keep checking out these different surveys and all these things for like Father's Day and what dads want for Father's Day and all these dads. And all of us are kind of sitting here feeling the same way that like meh on Father's Day. Like, I just don't care. It's Chrissy asked me what the budget was for Father's Day. And I said $0 because I don't care.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you, non-materialistic dad. Do you care about Father's Day? Like, do you celebrate Father's Day?
Do you celebrate?
I think it's kind of more for the family.
Okay.
It's not so much about me, but it's more about my wife being able to do something nice for me, and my kids being able to wrap something for me and give me something
like so hip hop. Like, you want your kids to do a rhyme for you?
I don't think that's what he meant.
No, he said rap.
They can spit it, bro, especially Cash.
That's
boy,
awesome.
He's got some musical talent.
He's got all that cash.
But I think we've been married. We just celebrated our 5-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
That's
kind of
cool.
I know. Yeah, but the years before, Sarah would go out and spend like, you know, a couple $100 on me, and I'm like, what are you doing? You don't have to do that.
Yeah,
you know, buy me a pair of socks. So what I did this year was I actually helped her out, and I went onto a website called thinkgeek.com
where I buy
all my Star Wars apparel.
Yeah.
And I found myself a new R2-D2 polo for $19.99 and had it shipped to the house. And I said, here, why don't you wrap this up for Father's Day and give it to me?
Man, that's that dad life.
and I'm sure she'll probably, you know, it's funny. I always ask for the same gift for my birthday, for Christmas, for Father's Day. I want socks. I'm the guy that wants socks. It's weird.
It's a Christian station. You can't say that. He's kind of cutting out there.
I believe in that ministry.
I just feel like that's a little too. Whoo!
That's good.
I'm with you.
Socks. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Buck, I'm with you. I like socks too.
I like fancy socks. What's wrong with that?
I'm with you, man.
He's said it for years.
Cool designs, neato colors. They reflect your personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
That's right. What did you say?
Huh? What?
what did you say?
Who, me?
I didn't say anything. I just sport black socks.
I heard somebody. Hey, you know what, dude? I like socks. I have some black and yellow socks that have like the little bulldog riding the skateboard. You know, the guy
at
the beach.
Yeah.
I like socks. It's my thing.
That's cool.
Okay, I'm with you, man.
You should join the sock club. They actually have like clubs for people like you, and you get different socks every month, and you don't know what you're going to get.
Wow. It's true.
That's
really?
A real thing. Yeah.
Sounds expensive. I don't know if I want to do it.
Whatever.
No, our buddy Jason from Calvary Knob Hill, he got that for his wife because she's a big fan of socks. So she's like in this weird sock club, and every month it's like, this one's got weasels in a Christmas tree. Like, they're just random socks every month. I'm serious, man.
I love that.
Yeah, of course you do.
Great idea.
All right, buddy.
What are you guys asking? What are you wanting to get for Father's Day? Well, let's start with that. That's a good question.
Aaron.
That's a great question.
We have to go to break. I know you want to know, but you're going to have to just keep listening because we're going to
open up the phones
and throw it
on
your topic.
I got to go to the doctor.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay.
Love you.
Goodbye.
I hope his colonoscopy goes well.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning.
Is this churches?
No, it's Panama Wedding.
Ooh, I love it.
Looking it up.
Pretty good. 8:04.
High today of 95 degrees.
Chaos in Albuquerque today.
Well, there is a lot going on. Accident at Edith Boulevard and Osuna Road. Southbound restrictions around that accident. Also, Rio Bravo Boulevard east at I-25. One left turn lane is blocked to northbound I-25. We had somebody text in on the text line and said that they actually drove past that accident, and it's under the overpass. So that's where all of that's going on. And don't forget, guys, Central Avenue between Unser Boulevard Northwest and 90th Street is closed as APD and the Sheriff's Department are still doing an investigation with the carjacking and the officer-related shooting that happened last night. And we had somebody text in about the evacuation. A mandatory evacuation has been ordered due to the Doghead wildfire. It's been issued for El Merced, Chillicothe, and Escobosa. Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office has ordered a mandatory evacuation for those places due to wildfire activities. This notice affects all residents south of Highway 337 and Highway 217. Please evacuate as soon as possible. And those highways are now closed to assist with the evacuation.
Goodness.
So craziness is going on in the area. You guys pray for everybody that's having to deal with that fire and, of course, the accidents and stuff going on. That is your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Before the break, we're talking to Aaron Buck Burnett. He was talking about how he loves socks. You know, if you wanted to get Aaron a good Father's
or
Day.
Or Teo.
Gift socks. Yeah, you love socks, too. You I always get those fancy, cool socks on.
Fancy socks.
And Father's Day is just a few days away.
Dad life. It's the dad life.
I got to admit, I'm into it now.
It's the dad life. It's the dad life.
Yeah.
Nope.
I remembered that I have a kid, and so then I was like, I guess I gotta like this song.
No.
We were reading earlier that 92% of dads don't want a gym membership for Father's Day, okay?
Yeah.
So if you're gonna get your good old dad a gym membership,
don't do it.
That's a bad buy. That's a bad buy right there.
I just feel like buying gym memberships for anybody's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Not so, friend.
What, really?
It all depends, though. It depends.
If I bought my wife a gym membership, she'd be like, what are you trying to say?
Right now, if
she told me to get it.
If really? Somebody got me a gym membership, because I'm ready to go. Yeah. I mean, today I'm starting to.
You'd be
I'm
thankful.
Hitting it. Mm-hmm. I'm hitting the bear today.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be pumped. But you have to know that they're ready to do it.
Yeah. That person has to make that decision on their own.
Mm-hmm.
I would only recommend a gym membership if the person has said, hey, I'm ready. Let's do this.
I'm ready for the
go get me that gym membership.
Speaking of that,
can I talk a little bit about what we did yesterday?
Oh, now you poked the bear!
It was called Pain Storm.
Oh. Why does anybody want to take part in that storm?
It's a challenge.
Okay.
It's going to rain pain and hail hurt.
Okay.
Favorite thing about Bear Canyon, there's always two coaches coaching at one time, and these jokers walk around and they help you. Not they don't pick it up for you, but they're
I can do that.
They go, hey, man. Take it a little easy.
Really?
Your back's curving a little bit. You need to keep it straight. If you can't keep it straight, drop some weight. And then they stand there with you. They stand there with you.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's legit.
Because there's a lot of gyms around town, a lot of gyms everywhere that they don't do that, and a lot of people get injured.
I know.
You can hurt yourself real easy.
I'm appreciating the coaching staff big
time. That's really cool.
Over there. So I'm excited for you to come with me, Steve-O. Oh,
gosh.
Nope.
So nervous.
Nah.
Why would I want to go to, like, Pain Storm?
Well, maybe Pain Storm's not for you.
Sorry, y'all left my raincoat at home. I mean, my pain coat.
Who needs a raincoat when you got muscles?
No.
Your skin is both water repellent and absorbent at the same time. You don't need no raincoat for Pain Storm. It was fun.
Good.
We had a good time.
Oh, good.
It was 45 minutes straight of doing like a lifting complex type thing.
Maybe they'll have an easy.
So you did five deadlifts. You did five cleans, five front squats, five overhead, shoulders overhead, and then five back squats.
Oh, okay.
45
okay.
minutes.
Oof.
You just went for it. You had to stay motivated.
I'm sweating right now thinking about it.
Are you sweating?
I am.
But and the thing is, when you're done, here's the thing. I know a lot of people go because they're like, I'm going to get stronger, and I'm going to be the biggest, baddest there is, and ain't nobody as good as me. Mm. And that's really just coming from a place of insecurity. But the best part, I think, of any gym thing, especially within Bear Canyon and like CrossFit, I guess, is you develop a community, and then you encourage each other, and then you accomplish things that maybe you didn't know.
Come on, push it! Push it!
And that's a great feeling for everybody. You know, that's I think that at the heart of it is why it's so popular.
Well, good.
I hope that's why that's it.
Well, it's right down the street from my house, so maybe things will work out this time.
Oh, check it out. Somebody just chimed in on the live line saying, I actually would love a gym membership. Right now, I'm just piggybacking off my mama and brother's memberships. So if they're not in the mood to go, then I can't go on my own.
All right, well, let's open it up. We have phone lines open. We want you to call or
dads.
Text in. We want the dads to, okay? The dads need to tell us what you want for Father's Day. Be honest, maybe you don't want anything.
Because most dads, let's be real, most dads aren't super, like Buck when he called him, he was like, oh gosh, I don't even,
yeah,
I don't know. That's like all of us. We're like, what do you want? I don't care.
Man, give me a good steak dinner tonight, I'll be happy.
But so think about it. Like, what's something you could actually use right now? Because you know you're about to get a stupid tie or some power tools or something that you may not want, so this is your moment, man, to just tell somebody. Somebody actually just chimed in and said, I can't wait. Already got his Father's Day gift. My Father's Day gift is a weekend in Durango. They're turning the Durango Silverton train into the dinosaur train from PBS. So they're taking their two-year-old son for a ride who is way obsessed with trains.
That's pretty cool.
We actually did that one year. They turned it in. It was Thomas.
Yeah, I remember.
Like,
that.
We rode in Thomas the train, and Jack and Luke lost their minds.
Yeah, we went there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see you there. Uh-oh. I don't know if I believe you.
Were you guys there at the
same
time?
Well, it doesn't happen just on one day.
No, it was just once. Because, you know, Thomas is real. No, and so he's got a lot of things to do.
Over
you know?
A period of time.
I'm pretty sure it was just once.
338-3700. That is our phone number. Or you can text the show at 585-LIVE.
Mm.
Tell us what you want, Dad. Be honest. Because for me, I did put out a few things to my kids and my wife that I wanted this year.
Okay.
Video games.
Ooh,
told them exactly.
Overwatch.
Yeah, I told them that. And then the Assassin's Creed, the new one. Those are the games I wanted.
Get Overwatch. So
there was that. And I need some pants.
Dude.
Because I wear shorts, Crystal.
I know.
And I
know.
Have two pairs of jeans.
That's hilarious. That's what I was just talking to Crystal.
I wore these jeans 5 days straight.
Hate spending money on clothes.
Mm.
Hate. Mm. And right now I'm going, I have three pair of pants that are, quote, within dress code. Because I'm a 90s kid, so all of mine are distressed with, like, holes in the knees on purpose. And now I'm like, oh, cool, they changed that out of dress code. And I can't wear them now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. HR
338-3700.
Dad, such a professional job.
Sound off. What do you really want for Father's Day? Good morning.
Good morning. So, I wanted a Keurig because I'm a heavy coffee drinker.
All right.
And my wife actually took me to Walmart because my in-laws have a Keurig, and she's like, "Choose four boxes of Keurig K cups." And I didn't get it until she went across the way, made me shop for kids' clothes, and she got me the Keurig.
Nice!
Hey, man, don't fat-shame your coffee habit, okay?
Good.
Don't do that.
I drink four cups or more a day now that I have the Keurig, so.
All right, good.
You guys have a good one.
There you go. Glass now.
Dads, what do you want for Father's Day? Gotta be real right now.
Because we found a survey, and it was what? Gym membership, power tools, sporting events.
Yeah, that's what it said.
And a trip.
A
trip, yeah.
But they said they didn't want a gym membership.
Didn't want a gym membership,
I apologize. But they wanted power tools.
They wanted a sporting event ticket, or they wanted to go on vacation.
Sure. And none of us here were like, come on. What do you think?
I'm more concert tickets.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? That's actually a pretty good idea.
Dude, Thrice yesterday announced that they're going on tour in the fall. They're playing Albuquerque. Sunshine Theater, same night as Mumford & Sons. They just gave you a dilemma. It's like, well,
concert tickets are the best.
Yeah.
That's not a bad
And not bad cheap. Not cheap. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Good
All
one.
Right, concert tickets. That is a good one. Thanks, man.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Nothing. Happy
doing
Father's
well.
Day on Sunday.
How are you doing? Nothing. Happy Father's Day on Sunday. Dex listens so well. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Nothing.
I want to tell you something. The Father's Day gift, virtual reality, man. I just got one, and I hope every other dad can get one because it is awesome.
A virtual
You got
reality?
A VR set?
Seriously?
I got the Oculus Rift. But even if somebody gets the PlayStation 4 virtual reality, I think they'll be happy with that. Just something virtual reality. You guys have
I think that that's going to be the future of gaming.
It's the present of gaming. They just announced at E3, PlayStation is it's like $400 for this thing. That's crazy to me.
Man.
I know. I wish you could come check this out. They didn't even have Hulu on it, so I was able. Like,
where do
you're looking
live?
In it. It's
so
like a 100-inch TV.
Where do you live?
Are you serious?
I'll go right now.
Hey, just text your address. We'll come over right after
we'll
the show.
We'll come over
and check
directly
it out.
After the. What if we Facebook Live that? Can we really come over? I'll come over, man. I'm not weird. Is.
Yeah, you got to hook that up one of these
not
days.
Weird.
Because we'd love to
stock
check it
the
out.
Fridge. We'll be hungry.
Thanks, man.
All right. Virtual reality. Yeah, PlayStation announced it this week at E3 that they're going to have their own headset for $400. It's so like, you can be Batman. I'm like, that's too much.
So what was he talking
about? That's weird.
About?
There's another set. That was the Oculus isn't specifically for. You know, PlayStation. It's just it's a virtual reality set.
Man.
I just don't know. Oh,
well. Damn, man. I think that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What do you want?
My hobby is woodworking, so I love any type of tools or even books with like different plans or projects inside of them that I could build.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You seem like the average dad who likes
That's
to
good.
Work with his hands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's always good.
All right. Thanks, man.
I will say this, as far as power tools go, I never thought I would care about power tools until my father-in-law started giving me some. Like, he would just be like, hey, man, do you have a table saw? And I'm like, no. I've never had to cut tables before. I don't know what that even means. And so he gave me one of his extra ones. My father-in-law, he's like the man. You know what I mean? He's like man's man. He was a cattle rancher and, you know, real cowboy. And I'm not. So I never thought I'd care. And then he started giving me like these power tools. And I'm like, oh, I don't even know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to build something. I'm a man.
Yeah.
So there is something to that. I say I don't want it, but once you have it, it's like, this is cool. I'm going to go saw something.
We're talking about Father's Day. What do you really want? What do dads really want? You got to be honest with us. You can chime in on the live line at 585-LIVE.
Got a few, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I like to just hang out with the kids and, like, go see a movie and have a meatloaf dinner.
Ooh. We've had a few of those, actually. Somebody else said that similarly. I just want some good family time. Homemade meal from the wife, and then maybe some alone time after the kids go to bed. Am I right?
Come on.
That's awesome. That's perfect right there.
There you go. Okay. All right.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Dad. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, I'm almost every Father's Day. I just want to go out to dinner with the fam. That's usually what we do every Father's Day.
That's cool. Just want to chill with the crew?
I want a nice 50-ounce steak.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
Dex, I want to be able to eat that thing for the next 2 weeks.
I have a hard time splurging on food, honestly.
Really?
Like, it's fun. Yeah, like, if we're on vacation somewhere, it's cool. But, like, Chrissy and I went on date night. We had a date night earlier this week, and it was like, where do you want to go? And we started, you know, coming up places, and I'm like, oh, what about Subway?
I feel that way.
Haven't been to Subway in a while.
I mean, am I right?
I always feel that way after I eat the meal.
Ride on that underground train.
Then I'm like, oh, man. But never before, because I'm so pumped that I'm about ready to eat. But then afterwards, I'm like, oh, man,
I will say,
$50.
We went to our favorite pizza joint in town. I won't say, you know, non-com, whatever. If you want to catch my Instagram, that I posted it there. And afterwards, I was stoked, you know, because it was like, I'm so glad we did this. Favorite chopped salad, favorite meal. One of my just favorites. And so afterwards, it was like, all right. And without the kids, it wasn't stupid expensive. I forgot what life would have been like if we didn't have kids.
Yeah,
this is great.
Kids.
I mean,
they're
love
so
you guys.
Expensive,
love
man.
You.
They're love just so
just
expensive.
Love you so much,
man.
So
expensive. Kids are just so expensive.
Yeah. That's why. Maybe is that why for Father's Day? Since like, do you pay all the bills? Are you like the money guy around the house?
Yes, but not really because I'm terrible at it. And I'm trying to get my wife to do it now, and she's
like,
"No, but it's your job." And I'm like,
"Hey,
I want to do it."
Tell her that's what you want for Father's Day
is for her to.
For
take
her
care
to
of
the bills?
No, dude. I'm like money guy. I got the like old school paper ledger still, and I reconcile it online at the same time.
I wish I was like
I'm
that.
Weird
I
about
can't do that.
Numbers and money.
I get anxiety when I do the bills.
Well, see, that's why for me it's always, you know, Chrissy asked me, you know, what the budget was for Father's Day, and I seriously said, $0, Chrissy. I don't want anything. You know what I want to do? Yeah, I want to finish the backyard. Can we just finish this? I want to build this fence area here. I want to take care of this. That's going to cost, you know, whatever. So can we just get the tools necessary to finish this off?
Yeah. I'm complete opposite, man. I'm the guy who
you're like, I want video games. I want this movie.
Internet's off. Oh, you didn't pay the bill again.
Oh, my gosh.
That's me. That's me.
Mark says,
I put it off.
Mark says he just wants more time with his kids.
Yeah, that's cool.
Simple. Keep it like that.
I think most dads.
What are VersaGrips Pro?
They're this type of like grip thing you can wear on your hands.
All right.
If you're doing pull-ups and stuff. Somebody wrote in. They said, for the gym folks, Teo VersaGrip Pro. I had to look them up.
I'm sorry.
Ray from El Paso wants a charcoal grill.
No gloves.
Ooh, charcoal grill.
I just bought one of those.
A charcoal grill? I don't have the patience, which is lame for me.
I have a question.
Yes, it tastes different.
I know that. That's why I ditched my gas and went to charcoal. Mm. So the first time I get the charcoal grill, I think I bought the wrong type of charcoal.
How could you do this?
Because it wouldn't get hot. I mean, I put some lighter fluid on there and lit it up. And let them sit there for 30 minutes until they...
Wait,
it wouldn't get
minutes?
Hot. Mm. Do you have to buy a specific type? I think I bought cheap charcoal.
You're talking to a propane guy here.
Oh, I thought you were charcoal.
No, I wish. You know what I... Actually, you know what I wish? Our boy Steven Christian has the most ridiculous smoker in his backyard. And I always thought...
And he's always like, get that guy out of my yard. And we're like, there's nothing we can do. It's
cool. Dude...
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Cooking meat smoker.
That's what I meant. Yeah. This guy. I am tired. So, anyways. Dude.
Smokers are awesome.
I thought I didn't think I was gonna care. I'm like, I mean, come on. What's the big deal? And then we went over for steaks, and it was like that dude.
Yeah.
Has the raddest. I would love a smoker. Those things are legit, man. But
get rid of mine.
You should vote for Gary Johnson.
It's the dad life. It's the dad life. Dads, what do you want for Father's Day for real? It's okay to say you don't need another tie. Shooting vids of the kids. This is your moment, dog.
Yeah, most of us are like, whatever.
Ooh, U2 tickets. Somebody on the live line just chimed in.
Nice. U2 tickets.
Nomi's dad, probably the coolest, because he wants to go longboarding for Father's Day. With his daughter.
That's pretty cool.
I just, you know, fishing gear and a fishing trip with the family. That's good.
That's a good time.
All right.
Someone down there said a new gun.
Apparently, you have to pile all the coals to get them hot.
Yeah, I did that.
Did you really,
Maybe
though?
You just got, you know, did. We should call my dad. Because whenever we would go camping all the time, we were kids, he was like the master of the charcoal grill.
Yeah, I think I just bought cheap. I mean, they were sale. They were really cheap. Briquettes? Briquettes?
I don't even know.
It wouldn't get hot.
Propane.
Yeah,
takes me
I've
like
done that
3
for years.
Seconds.
And I'm like, well, and I even Googled it, and it said, I did exactly what it said, and it still wasn't working.
Uh-huh.
But then I already bought a big bag of the cheap stuff. I didn't want to go buy the expensive stuff.
You bought actual coal for trains? Do they still have steam engine trains?
Man, it's just
Hey, man, just need a bag of coal for my grill.
Blow myself up.
Hell on wheels for
Yeah, am I right?
Yeah.
We've got to get this thing up to 88 miles per hour. Oh, I'll tell you what. I don't know if anybody ever listens, but I love our show, guys. I have fun with you, too.
I got to tell
it's
you guys.
Good.
Nobody listens to it.
Nobody does.
Last night, and this happens every once in a while, I have a hard time going to sleep because I'm so excited to get up in the morning.
That's stupid, Dad.
Do you guys ever get like that?
No.
No, never.
I do. I can't go to sleep because I'm sitting in bed going, because
every day
I'm
is Christmas.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to see what happens tomorrow.
See,
that's what stupid thing Steve-O's going to say and hopefully not get us fired.
That is what you should pray and hope for when you're looking for a career. And I got to say, I'm so blessed because I do. That is so true. I sit in my bed and I'm just so, I can't go. I'm so excited. I can't go to sleep. I just can't wait to get up.
He even said, don't tell Buck or Baxter this, but like this is the first time he's ever felt like this. Ever, he said, in his career.
Don't
But don't say that on air.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Now, you know what? It's been a long time since I felt that way.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I used to feel that way.
Speaking of stained, your old job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, well, they played that and Nirvana.
Is that true?
And
yes!
The Pumpkins. Mm. I think you guys only played three bands, actually.
Three bands?
Three bands. It was Nirvana, Soundgarden, or Pearl Jam.
No, that's not true.
I mean.
Pearl Jam.
Cheap Coals will do that to you, by the way.
Okay,
you got to get them tight together. They get hotter faster.
All right. I got Cheap Coals.
Okay, he went to Coals.
Thank you, Starmy. Think we got a better understanding, hopefully. Moms, kids, out
dads.
There. You know what to get dad now. Concert tickets.
Some dude who wanted power tools is going to be really bummed when his wife's like, I got us tickets to Mumford! And he's like, what?
I got you a virtual reality set.
Them
I don't even
banjo
game.
Band? Oh, man. Where's my table saw?
Socks? You got me socks?
I don't know. The guys on the Morning Invasion, they said that you guys just wanted socks and virtual reality headsets. Sorry, dads.
Yeah. Right,
rockin' man cave sets.
Yeah. Going out to the dads. Physio, pop up the corn. Roll the Disney video. Don't you dare close
your eyes. We got Aladdin, Jasmine, Abu, the genie. Hey. With kids like mine, everybody wants to be me.
Sing a nightlight song and then it's off to bed.
This is the dad life, no more to be said.
It's the dad life. Hey. It's the dad life. Oh. Hit the mall, coaching ball. It's the
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tam.
Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
The FBI is investigating Omar Mateen's wife. They say they believe she knew about an unspecified attack but didn't tell anybody.
At a Disney resort, toddler dragged away by an alligator.
7 out of 10 Americans don't like Donald Trump. Half don't like Hillary Clinton.
After the Fed came out saying it wanted to keep interest rates at a status quo, U.S. stocks trading higher.
Two commercial satellites were lifted toward orbit by a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket.
A new Pew study finds more people turning to digital sources for news using more mobile devices.
Home Depot is building a case against Visa and MasterCard, filing a federal lawsuit claiming their new chip cards in the U.S. are less secure than credit cards used around the world, putting retailers and customers at cyber risk.
California District Attorney has removed Judge Aaron Persky from a new sexual assault case. Persky's the judge who handed an ex-Stanford University swimmer a 6-month sentence.
The World Health Organization says its research has found no conclusive evidence that drinking coffee causes cancer.
The mayor of London, Ontario, and his deputy have both stepped aside after admitting they were having an affair.
The cost for wholesale goods rose in May for the second month in a row. The Labor Department says the producer price index rose 0.4%.
Good morning.
Man, this new Fallout Boy song is weird.
95. That's hilarious because I thought it was like Japanese NSYNC.
Well, there's Pitbull.
Oh. No accidents to report this time, but don't forget, guys. Southwest Albuquerque. Central Avenue between Unser Boulevard Northwest and 90th Street are closed. They're still investigating a carjacking and officer-involved shooting. It's going to last through the morning commute. Also, way east of the city, Highway 337 at Highway 217 south to Torrance County line for the evacuation of the residents of the cities affected by the fire. It's closed. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! You get culture on this show.
We really ought to translate these songs because
right?
It literally could be anything.
Yeah, really
just throwing it out there.
You guys remember that one time when I got crap on the morning show for watching anime? Oh, it was this morning. But you played that like crazy Japanese hip hop music all the time.
I don't know what he's talking about.
It is weird.
Do you know?
Double standard, guys. There are double standards in our relationship that I would like to
address. It's called K-pop.
Okay? Oh,
it's called K-pop.
Okay.
It's a very popular form of Japanese music.
Uh-huh. Why is it called K-pop, then, if it's Japanese? Wouldn't it be J-pop? You don't know. You don't even know.
No, doy.
Doy. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, here's why. Because K-pop is a musical genre originating in South Korea. K.
That's right.
Korea. It's not Japanese, buddy.
South Korea, they know how to do.
Okay, but it's not Japanese, buddy. It's South Korean.
They know how to do.
Oh, gosh.
They know how to do in South Korea. Gosh, man, I feel bad for them that they live so close to North Korea. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, it's awful.
Just awful. They can Facebook Live in South Korea. They can do everything.
Dude.
North Korea, shut down.
Facebook Live is awesome.
It's one of the best things ever. Thank you, Zuckerberg, for stealing Periscope's idea, because it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, if you used to Periscope,
don't do it. Don't. Hey, guys, if you're listening out there and you want to continue to enjoy life, just don't listen to the next segment.
If you used to Periscope, that sub has sunk.
Don't. Oh,
I wonder if anybody even still does that. Because,
no.
Yeah,
kidding me, brah?
You could go live. And yeah, it was actually kind of fun on Periscope. I had one, and then Facebook decided, oh, we'll do a feature called Facebook Live where you can go live.
And that was the end.
Dexter,
and
can you tell me how many hours you've spent just this week alone Facebook Living the world?
Hey, don't tell.
Listen,
me.
Listen, I make sure I get all my work done first.
You do,
okay? And then,
well, to be fair, that is work because we are doing. I mean, our lives are work.
We have
it's all
job.
A part of the morning show.
Next time, what I need to do is just hit record. In my studio, so I can record all of the audio.
Oh,
because
God,
there's so much greatness on Facebook Live.
For those that don't know, you can go to a world map, and they will show you literally every single person in the world that is currently using the Facebook Live feature. And you can just scroll and go, this person.
Yeah.
And we've seen some interesting things from all around
especially,
the world.
You know what? The United States is the weirdest.
No.
I gotta say. Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
Come on.
Okay, the other countries, they're doing karaoke, which is fun and everything. And
maybe it's because when the time of day...
You know what? It's nighttime over
you know
there.
What? It is nighttime over there. So we see a lot of nightlife.
The U.S. is probably the leader in self-obsessed culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so all of the videos, not all, 99.1% of the videos are somebody going, all right, if y'all want to have a TBH conversation, you got to comment.
Yeah, and they just have it, their face is right there, just waiting for somebody to
just cooking
to
some breakfast.
Interact.
TBH standing for to be honest.
Yeah.
I can't do it unless y'all comment.
Just waiting. Oh, I got somebody else. Hey, somebody else saying hey.
Yep.
Hey. And then you look, you know, in other countries at what's happening, and it's usually some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
People are clubbing. People are, yeah. But you're right, it's the time of day.
You know, and I think this is a good time to remind parents out there.
Father's
you
Day.
You need to make sure you're jumping on the social sites and seeing what your kids are up to.
Because get a Snapchat and trick them.
When I'm on the Facebook Live and I'm searching around the country, around the world, just having a good old time, and then I see some young kid, oh, that just drives me nuts.
It
Where
is,
are the parents at?
It is nerve-wracking. It's like, come on, kiddo.
Yeah, you gotta, come on. They're... Facebook and Instagram, they all have age
Hang
restrictions.
On. I just got a Snapchat
reason.
From Johnny Danger.
Okay.
He's 14 months. That'll be 15 months in a couple days.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so vulgar. I can't. Wow. Who taught him that?
Yeah. Maybe you're not internet savvy. Well, you better start getting internet savvy people.
Internet savvy.
Okay. You need to be checking what your kids are into, what they're searching on the internet.
What y'all kids?
You sound so old.
No, dude. Because when you hit the Googler, you can pop up anything on that Google.
Actually, that's a lie.
Uh-huh.
As our dear friend in the web department here so eloquently told us
this
week, you cannot just type in anything on Google and bring
and
something up.
I have to share with my friends on the internet.
In fact, let's
webs.
Go to Google right now and see if it's real. Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah, I Dennis. Saw this on Facebook.
Look, very first thing that pops up, indictment for emails. IND.
Really?
Yeah.
They've changed it.
They changed it recently because people were throwing a fit.
Yep, that's the first thing. Sorry, Dennis, we can't talk about it anymore.
So a couple days ago, there was this crazy, crazy story that came out that was like Google is totally
back in Hillary Clinton.
Back in Hillary, because if you type in Hillary Clinton
they
on
set
the
up
Googler,
the search.
Yeah, if you just type in Hillary Clinton and the very next thing, email is the first thing that comes up. Then age, news, and Twitter. But if you put in an I, it's immigration.
Yeah.
And then an IN, it's actually indictment for emails.
Yeah, but if you go to like Yahoo or Bing and you type it in,
you
what
get
pops
like
up
real
is,
stories.
Is all the stuff that, you know.
Anyways, there was a conspiracy going around that Google was like trying to hide the bad from.
Yeah, and so.
Man, that Google.
Dennis had a fair point.
He
said,
did.
You know, what else could they be doing this with?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
This and the thing about it is that's how media, like we consume media. Now, you're not going to go back to, and the funny thing is I was thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, he's right, because Encyclopedia Britannica, they would have never done this. But then you remember, encyclopedias did not have all the information. I remember that. I was like, oh yeah. There would always be like, because you obviously couldn't fit everything about mm-hmm. everything into an encyclopedia. There would always be some information.
Yeah.
You know? And then they would cite sources for you to go check out. And it's the same thing with Google or our internet, which is just the encyclopedia, basically, on a crazy scale, is you always have to keep doing more research and keep checking more sources.
I thought you could pay Google or a search engine. If you were a business, mm-hmm. you could pay so that way you would be the first one to pop up.
I do think you can do that.
You can do that.
Yeah.
See, that's what I would want to do.
Why don't we do that for Morning Invasion?
No, anybody types in morning and it's just we pop up. We're the number one thing that pops up. That's how you do it.
I typed in does and the first thing that pops up is, does LeBron really pay for college for kids? That's the first thing that popped up.
He does. He paid like $1,400.
1,100 kids. He paid for 1,100 kids to go to college.
We used to play
That's
a Google game.
Not dollars.
I can't remember how we played it, but we did something where it was.
He spent $41 million
I know
to send
what it
1,100
is.
Kids to college.
So there's a Google game. This is actually pretty fun. So, Steve-O, you would type in, type in something.
Just anything?
Yeah. Just type in something. But don't do the whole thing. Like, what kind of car does LeBron James...
What type of star is the sun? No. What type of government is the United States?
What type of
What type of dragon are you?
What can type of government
click on
is
that?
The United States?
Yes.
Okay.
What type of dragon are
okay,
you?
So, yes. Okay, so what type
I'm
is what you
dragon.
Typed into the
yeah,
search?
Yeah, I typed
engine.
In what type.
All right, so the game is that you have to, the caller or whoever's playing has to guess the top five searches that Google
Ooh,
pops
I
up.
I like that.
And if you hit it, you win.
Okay. I typed in what type, but I have to change it now because there's
well,
set
okay.
a few.
You work on one. I looked up what kind of. I just changed type to kind.
How about this?
When did?
Yeah.
When
and you've got
did.
One too, Teo.
Okay.
I like this.
So you typed in when did on Google.
Yeah. What are we giving away?
We
got
have?
Tons of CDs. Oh, dude, we got the new Hawk Nelson, who will be here July 2nd.
We've got Beautiful Eulogy.
Yeah, we just got some propaganda in, like the artists, the hip-hop artists, sorry.
The
not
artists,
propaganda.
Not all the commercials you hear.
Yeah, Beautiful Eulogy. Dude, the new Phil Wickham.
What else we got over
338-3700.
Oh, we got a ton of CDs to give
Let's
away.
Play the Google game.
The Google game!
Man, we haven't done a game in a long time.
We haven't! I'm excited!
Yeah, if you'd like to play the Google game, maybe you don't even care about winning anything, that's cool. If you want to just play, we'd love to have you aboard. 338-3700.
We'd love to have you aboard. Just join us.
We're going to do a quick round. Teo and I are going to play the Google game.
Okay.
And then Steve-O and Dex are going to play the Google game.
Okay. Steve-O?
Yeah.
What are you going to type into the search engine?
I typed in, when did. It was called Google Family Feud, by the way. Thank you, Buck.
Oh, thank you, Buck.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man, he's still listening.
Google Family Feud.
Although, sadly, autocorrect changed it for him, so he actually texted me. It was called Google Family Died. Feud, sorry.
Buck is great.
Google Family Died.
So you just typed in when did?
When did?
That's okay.
Then well. I got the top four answers on the board. We actually got a phone call.
Do it. Jump in.
They want to chime in. When did... Top 4 hits on the board. Welcome to Google Family Died.
Good morning.
All right. Did you get all that? Do you know how to play and everything?
I believe I do.
Okay, cool. I typed in the words. When did Google filled out the rest?
When?
I got the top 4 answers on the board. Do they have to get one or all of them?
Just one out of the top 4.
Okay.
Whatever pops up in the search, if they hit it, then they win. So, when did...
Fill in the blank. What do you think? So top 4 answers.
It's just a portion of what it might be.
Yeah, so you got to finish a phrase, because Google tried to finish the search for me. So,
When
did Trump say?
Okay.
Nope. Not on the top list. Close, though. Nothing about Donald Trump. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Phones are jamming.
Somebody
up
on the live line text in, when did Elvis die?
Oh, that's a good one. Not on the top 4.
Not on the top 10.
Not on.
5.
Good
7.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing?
You know, pretty good. Just playing this Google Family Feud.
It's called Google Family Died.
Google Family Died game.
Yeah, sorry, autocorrect. Yeah.
Awesome. Love that game.
Yeah, it's a pretty great game. So I typed in when did, and I need you to finish what Google tried to search for me.
Slavery end.
When did slavery end? Top 4 answers on the board. Survey says... Number 2. When did slavery end?
Good job.
That's a good guess.
I don't want to win anything. I just wanted to play.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for playing.
All right, thanks.
There
you go. All right. Top 4 answers on the board. She just guessed number 2. Starmie. Oh, that was a good setup.
338-3700. Good. Okay.
All right, let's pop over to mine.
Look at this. Okay. You there? We got phone lines are jammed.
Teo's turn. Here we go. Good morning. Hello? Hello. Okay, go ahead, Teo. What do you put in?
Okay, I typed in what kind of. What kind of.
What kind of on the Googler? How many top answers pulled up? 4?
This is easy.
I have 5.
You have 5. Top 5. You have to hit one of those.
You got 5? I only got 4, man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right, I Googled what kind of. Finish the rest of the sentence.
What kind of...
Can I help? I think I know.
Yeah, you can.
Gosh.
What kind of socks does Taylor Swift wear to bed? That's what I... That's what I'm willing to bet it finished.
Oh, no. Because I was thinking when did. That was in my mind.
What? Okay, give me one of your when dids.
Well, I feel bad for saying this, but when did the Orlando shooting happen?
Oh.
No. I mean, it is... It's like news of the day.
Yeah.
That is not one of the top 4. That is not one of the top.
Okay.
What kind of...
I guess everyone knows. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, but since she just said that, what kind of weapon was used in the Orlando shooting?
No.
Oh.
Our phones are crazy.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Turn that radio down if you could.
Yes, sir.
All right, check it out. I Googled what kind of. Can you finish the rest of the question according to Google?
What kind of.
Toothpaste was Katy Perry's favorite.
Nope.
Right. What kind of.
Love.
College should I go to?
No.
Darn it. Thank you, sir.
Man. What kind of.
I will say this. The number one answer is one of the most confusing questions I have ever read in my life.
Yeah? Mm.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning. It's
Nomi.
Nomi!
How's it going?
It's been a day since we talked to you.
Been a hot minute, girl.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but yeah, no, I wanted to play a game.
All right.
Cool. Hit it.
Okay. What kind of dog am I?
Yes.
Really?
That's the number one question. Did you Google it?
She Googled it.
You Googled it.
I'm not Googling it. I'm actually, I'm away from my computer. I am in Colorado right now.
Tell me that you are filling out this survey on Facebook. When you Google what kind of, the first response under the rest of the question is, dog am I?
That is so weird.
Well, it was a BuzzFeed question.
That's what it is.
Oh.
The next one is, what kind of fish is Dory?
Oh.
And then it gets kind of weird. It's like, what kind of person am I? What kind of star is the sun?
Huh.
And what kind of macromolecule is DNA?
Whoa!
Or, okay. Or what kind of iPhone do I have?
What kind of is I?
Are you able to pick things up here at
yeah,
the station?
Yeah, we're gonna when she's aww. Driving back through, you're gonna
no,
have to.
No, I didn't want to win anything. I just wanted to play as well.
All you're right. A sweetheart. All thank you, Naomi.
Oh, bye, guys.
Later.
Bye.
I still got some winded.
Okay, okay.
But I feel like they're all easy after that one.
We got time for one more round. Good morning.
Good morning.
Turn that radio down.
Just turn it on down.
I'm going to type in something new. How's that?
Steve was going to type in something. Type in something new.
By the way, the winded was the very number one answer was, when did the Civil War start?
Oh.
And then it was when did World War II start? When did World War II end? So I'm going to type in, where does. Boom.
Where does, on the Google search, it's Google Family Feud. You have to get the top how many on the board?
There's four answers on
top
the board.
Top four. You gotta I got hit this. One of them, okay?
I got this. If our listener can.
Where does... What do you think? Finish that search. You still with us?
Did we...
Oh, gosh, we lost. Go ahead, Tao. Finish it.
Wait,
where
say it
does
again.
Where does
I be at?
Okay, that's not even.
Where does Mississippi land?
Where does I be at? Where does I be at?
Not
where does
dying.
I be at? Google.
I'm gonna type in where does I and see if it even. Where does nope.
Yeah, I see.
Where does identity theft occur?
Where does I be at?
Where does I. 80 start and end. Nope, those aren't.
All right, okay. What was the number one?
Number one answer, where does Southwest fly? You think they paid for that?
Yep.
You think they paid Google for that?
Heck yeah, man.
Okay, so then let's scratch that one. The number two, which was probably really number. Where does photosynthesis occur?
Duh.
Where does cellular respiration occur? Where does translation take place?
Come on, guys.
What?
Child's play.
Good stuff. Thank you, Starnie.
I'm going to type in, why do's... Why do's my man keep leaving?
Where do I vote?
Actually, it's why does Ekis man leaving?
All right, we're going to take a break. Hang out.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus, entertainment.
What? Hey, what state are we in?
We're in Texas, man.
Okay. I don't see him, but I'll tell you what I do see. Tons of just wide open spaces, man.
Hey, man, you see all them cows over there congregating?
Those cows are huge. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Hey, man, hey. What are them cows doing?
Wait a second.
Another way America passed the time was listening to radio.
Hey, man, there's a dude over here.
Hang on, I'm coming. Even though I'm standing right beside you, I thought I'd still use my walkie.
Copy that, Niner.
Feels real fancy. I love being fancy with my job, you know? When I was a kid, I'd sit around and be like, can't wait till I can just use a walkie-talkie all the time.
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead. Radio lives on in our minds and hearts because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
What's up, y'all?
Thanks for the phone. 909.
I'd say it's 95 degrees. I'm in love with my life.
What you giggling about over there?
Traffic lights are out. Comanche and Carlisle. Police are directing traffic. Y'all ever used a walkie-talkie? That's your lucky traffic.
338-3700. That's our phone number. 585-LIVE. You can text the show. 585-5483. Oh, man, we had so much this morning. Just so much goodness. We talked about butter.
Yeah.
We talked about
Father's Day.
We talked about dads.
K.O. Man, I haven't had a zinger in a long time. Sorry.
Like a zinger?
Yeah, you remember like...
dessert
thing? Yeah, I got a box of Twinkies this morning from my girl, Argie. I looked on the back and they're showing like, dude, favorite. No!
That's what I said.
Oh, man. My gosh!
Woo!
Why did you do that?
Hashtag Jimbo.
Good job,
you
Rick
just
Flair.
Threw all of my Twinkies in the trash.
He did the right thing.
Garbage.
Wait, but why?
If you are a member of the Starmy, I'm putting it out right now.
Leaving them in
there. No, you are not.
You do not bring us garbage anymore.
Dang.
I'm two zingers away from a heart attack.
Hashtag you are Jimbo. Not two zingers away from a heart attack.
Wait, sure that's am. Unconfirmed. He could be.
That is
I sure am. I ate four donuts yesterday. Four.
What happened to the rest of those donuts? Did somebody eat them all? Mm-hmm. I was looking for them this morning.
Yeah, this guy. Ugh. This guy right here, because
can't
they
get
look
mad
so
at me,
good.
Man.
We'd appreciate.
Is that one of those causing friends to stumble by having Twinkies for
yes!
breakfast in front of you?
Hey, you can bring in protein shakes. You can bring in fruit.
Why well, as long that? As they're
you can
a decent
bring in
protein shake.
Wheatgrass shots.
Okay.
That is,
wheatgrass
that is
shots.
What we'll accept. Okay?
Dex.
Almonds.
What about a protein shake, right? So that's where you get some protein, you get some Twinkies, right? And you like, in the blender and you mix it all up together and you're like, it's a protein shake.
I'll accept steaks.
Okay.
Enough of this garbage. Sugar, sugar.
I'm still saying thank you to RG. Thank you, RG. I loved the Twinkies.
Bless you, RG.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was happy. Speaking of RG, we met her through our dear friend B-Flo, who moved to Virginia.
Sweet B-Flo.
Coming up, I've got a Whiskey Tango
B-Flo
in her new area.
I wish you had a Whiskey Tango B-Flo.
Whiskey Tango B-Flo. Yes. Brittany Flowers, we love her. We miss her.
Well,
she was on To Casa Style.
Barely knew her, though. Really.
She moved to Virginia, Vermont.
She like cried.
Where did she move?
She moved to Virginia.
That's what I thought.
Roanoke, Virginia.
Roanoke, Virginia.
Hey, B-Flo, been watching you on the Facebook Live.
Whoa.
Looks like you're having a good time over there.
That, okay. Her co-host lady looks kind of mean.
Yeah, she does, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Y'all ever heard of that Uber?
Y'all got one of them Ubers?
The Ubs.
Now, we know in the past we've heard stories where Uber doesn't do the greatest job of screening their drivers, but they're definitely not this bad, are they? Three people in Arlington, Virginia ordered an Uber around 2:20 a.m. on Sunday. Car pulled up a few minutes later. And they assume, that must be our Uber. It's 2:20 in the morning and this car's pulling up near us. I'm feeling like at 2:20 a.m., chances are you might be a little intoxicated if you're ordering an Uber, right?
Yeah.
Forgive me for assuming.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Well, car pulls up. They start climbing in the back of this car. But it definitely wasn't their Uber driver. Probably should have figured it out when they saw that the driver was A, drunk, and B, completely nude.
Now it's a noober.
What?
It's a what? Different it's a different
it's
kind
a new
of
service.
Uber.
It's called Nudeber.
Noober.
Can we start?
Okay,
never mind.
Okay,
no,
okay.
That could.
No.
That's better than no. Ghostbusters.
I feel like that would.
No,
yeah,
it isn't.
You know
you
what?
Shut your mouth over there.
But I feel like if you're Nudebert, like you got to go leather interior. Am
now,
I right?
There's a lot more leg freedom. I'll
you
tell you that
leather?
Much.
Yeah, you do.
If you're naked.
You yeah, dude, you
leather?
Stick to it.
Yeah,
right.
You stick to it. It's like,
yeah, but
no.
Then you can
how
Clorox
do I know this?
You can use Clorox wipes at the
no.
end of the night. No?
No!
I can't believe we're practically discussing this. You know, just in case we ever decided to get into the business of nude birth.
What do you mean, if?
Man.
Gosh. So, three people piled in the back of this guy's car. One, he's drunk. Two, he's naked. He was a 64-year-old named Michael Monroe. He was very confused as to why some strangers were suddenly trying to get into his car. So he grabbed the nearest thing to him. His hat! catch it.
What? Bring it on.
And started swinging it.
Is it even an Uber? Come on.
Fortunately, they were able to get away without getting hurt, and Michael was arrested for a DUI and disorderly conduct. No word on why he was naked or why he had a hatchet in his car.
I think the only word you need for why he was naked is why not, am I right? Am I?
Here's what Uber needs to do, man. They need to identify their cars easier. Does it say Uber on the side of the car?
There's a sticker.
So. Oh, there is?
You have to put a sticker on your car. There's definitely big-time signifiers.
Really? There you go.
Uber.
We're going to get stickers that say Nudeber, and people aren't going to know what it is. We'll just start randomly picking up strangers where you want to go.
For that, we're not going to need a sticker. I think they'll have a different visual cue.
So they just got in the wrong car, right?
Got in the wrong car, 2:20 a.m. Yeah.
Y'all ever heard of that Nudeber?
Talk about getting in the wrong car. A naked guy with a hatchet? Really?
Sounds like a normal Tuesday for me, Dex.
Come on. That's not real.
Man.
I'll show you real.
Incredible. No. I don't even know where to go with that.
I know.
Whiskey Tango, Virginia.
Well, I bet
Kobe.
Didn't know where to go either.
Before you climb into strangers' cars in Virginia, Kobe, make sure you ax them if they are your driver. Am I right? Man. Make sure you ax. Oh, man.
I'm offended.
Okay. You know what? I am, too. I chose to be, and so I am.
Okay. Actually, the very fact that you think this might be offensive to me is offensive. You are the one being racist.
Wow.
What? No, I'm not.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. I don't know where to go from here.
Actually. Okay. Hey, someone on the live line. It's our girl in Arlington. She said she's going to make sure when she visits, she's going to bring Dexter a hummus tray.
Oh, thank you.
And
hummus
and Steve-O and Teo donuts. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
No. No. You can't bring the donuts in. I'll eat them.
Yeah. He will. I'll give the donuts.
He has no self-control.
None.
None.
Just get it away from me.
Be like, you need to come to the gym with me, Dex. Just go ahead and eat this other donut. It's the fifth one.
Our boy Mark chimed in on email and said he misses when Donald Trump used to call. And he said, do you think next time he calls in, you could ask him to come over? Come over. It's just, okay. Come over.
I didn't like that joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was great. I don't know why.
Come on, push it! Push it!
What was that?
That's his personal trainer.
Working out, man.
Egypt said on Wednesday that it spotted and obtained images from the wreckage of the Egypt airplane that crashed in the Mediterranean last month, killing all 66 people on board. The committee said that the vessel John Lethbridge, which was contracted by the Egyptian government to join the search for the plane debris and flight data recorders, had identified several main locations of the wreckage. It added that it obtained images of the wreckage located between the Greek island of Crete and the Egyptian coast. The next step, the committee said, will be drawing a map showing the wreckage location. Deftones singer Chino Moreno is going to Iceland this weekend to become the first person to perform inside the magma chamber of a volcano.
That's pretty cool.
It's dormant, but, you know, still, that's a big deal. 20 people paid $2,000 each to watch the show.
How cool would that be?
It would be pretty hot. He's in
Deftones
the magma chamber.
In a volcano.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I've seen this movie.
No.
What was it called? The
Joe
80s movie?
Joe versus the Volcano.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Did not end well.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
You like some weird movies.
I always wanted the luggage that he bought.
Oh, okay.
So awesome.
So it wasn't your favorite. That's just like that one moment.
No, that's my favorite.
No. It's not even Tom Hanks's like top five, not even on the top five
list. No way.
Gene Simmons sponsors more than 1,500 children in Africa.
Wow.
And earlier this month, he brought one of them to America for leg surgeries. He says, quote, look, we can all do more, especially if it doesn't affect our lifestyles. You know how to make God smile.
Huh?
Yep.
Gene Simmons.
He's Jewish. It's true.
Curb
your watch his reality show.
It's Jewish.
Speaking of a Jewish guy, Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming back for a ninth season. Season 8 ended in 2011. Larry David said, quote, in the immortal words of Julius Caesar, I left, I did nothing, I returned.
He's got all that Seinfeld money. He'll never run out.
I know. Ever.
He's set.
Ever. Oh, man. What happens? Like, my left arm's starting to tingle a little bit.
And
heart
attack.
My chest
heart
hurts.
Attack.
Just breathe.
Here, put this on your finger. Put it on.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
What? Where's the other?
Are you seeing?
But what if it was real? I really, my chest all of a sudden was like,
you're okay.
It's weird. Like, this side doesn't hurt.
How awful would that be if it was you that had the heart attack
in studio?
And I didn't.
Skinny fat guy.
Hey, it's possible, man. We talked about it.
You're not eating.
Great.
Man.
You're only eating healthier.
You're eating sugar.
Give me one of those Twinkies.
No. You got to go dumpster diving.
Let's go to the phone lines.
Hello?
Joe versus the Volcano, a great movie. That was mine and my wife's first date.
Wow. Really?
What year did that come out?
24 years ago.
Gosh, wow. Man. I think I saw it in the theaters, too.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, I think it was 25. We've been married 24 years. So it's been 25 or 26. Wow. I just bought it on DVD at a garage sale for like 50 cents.
Isn't that's it great? Because I watched it,
hilarious.
A few months ago. It's still
26
Abe
years
Pagoda.
Old. 26
and
years
the, yeah,
old.
Yeah, the luggage was the hero of the movie.
What were the little guys? What were the little guys on the island?
I don't remember what they were.
I don't remember.
But it is a hilarious movie. Have to get into it to watch it. It's not for everyone, but it is a great movie if you love that kind of crap.
Thanks for sharing that, man.
You're welcome.
I bonded with you.
Man, that was a quick bond.
We bonded.
Holly Holm is focused on her upcoming fight. She turned down a movie. She's so focused.
That's how cool this girl is.
Blockbuster, major, huge, all words TMZ has used to describe the movie Holly Holm received an offer to be in, but turned it down because her focus is on
the
fighting. I don't see. Filming dates reportedly interfered with her training schedule, however. She's preparing to headline a UFC event in Chicago on July 23rd against Valentina Shevchenko. According to the TMZ report, Holm's manager, Lenny Fresquez, would not comment on the film, so I guess it's a mystery.
Hmm.
I mean, it's an action film. It's not a mystery. It's a mystery. We don't know what the film. You know what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
While this opportunity did not work out, it's doubtful. This will be her last. Holm's coach, Mike Winklejohn, tells KOAT she signed with a talent agency based in L.A. called Agency for the Performing Arts. Holm's star power goes beyond just fights. And just fight fans. She was recently nominated for a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Sports Award. The Preacher's Daughter makes her big screen debut on July 22nd in Fight Valley. The film features UFC bantamweight champion Misha Tate, who handed home the first loss of her MMA career.
She'll get it back. You'll get it back, Holly.
Ow! Don't give up the fight. A panel of TV experts says Veep is the best comedy. Will Forte is the best comedic actor. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is the best actress. And Fresh Off the Boat is the comedy more people
have you seen
should be
Fresh
watching.
Off the Boat? Because it's kind of in the Goldbergs
realm. Yeah, I've only
realm.
Seen one episode. I need to. And it was just some random episode.
It's not as good as the Goldbergs, I don't think. But it's actually pretty funny.
Awesome. I have to check it out. Check this out, guys. A study from some French researchers who studied a group of 1,011 people who followed 65-year-olds for 12 years. They also looked at another large group of 122,417 people who were around 60 years old and were followed around 10 years. They've concluded that 15 minutes of exercise a day may be just enough. The risk of death lowered during the study as people exercised more. Even people with low physical activity levels, half the recommended amount, in fact, had around a 22% lower risk of death compared to inactive people.
Wow.
Steve-o. The researchers say that amount of exercise is the equivalent to a 15-minute brisk walk every day.
Okay.
That's all you got to do. Let's take a walk, Mississippi.
Just a brisk walk.
Just a brisk walk for 15 minutes.
It's so hot.
It is hot, so go in the morning or at dusk.
Still hot in the evening.
You're hot.
Thanks, man.
A new survey found the professions we trust the least. Top 10 includes car salesmen, people on Wall Street, politicians, and journalists. I would like to add morning show radio hosts.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you can't trust us.
What are you talking about?
We just make stuff up all the time.
Dex, I just called you hot.
Yeah.
Well, you're joking. Come on.
I took it seriously.
Car salesman, come on. I'm going to put you guys on blast. It's ridiculous when you try to buy a car. Seriously. It really is.
No, I know.
It really is.
Even when it's from friends, you're like, hey, friend.
Yeah.
I bought my Subi from Buck.
when he owned Karma or whatever that car business was he used to have.
Blast?
No. But I was even then, because he was like, dude, we got it for this, and I'll just give it to you for this.
Yeah, man.
But then I like go in to get the loan, and he's like, make sure you tell him it has a sunroof so that you get the money. I'm like, but it doesn't have a sunroof. Yeah, but you got to tell him it does so that you get the full loan amount so you can get this car. Oh, totally good deal.
It's got a sunroof.
Wait,
it's got a sunroof. We've got to give you like
$6,000. And then I bought it, and it was like, hey, man, by the way, the cruise control doesn't work.
Oh,
man, that's crazy. Didn't even notice.
Yeah.
He actually knew. I'm just making stuff up right now. See? Can't trust me.
The World Health Organization.
Who?
announced yesterday that coffee itself doesn't cause cancer, but really hot coffee might. Drinking anything hotter than about 150 degrees can scald your mouth and up your risk for throat cancer.
Goodness sakes.
Why would you ever drink anything that hot?
That's hot.
A new survey also found that beer goggles are real.
What?
3 out of 4 people have found a date more attractive after a few drinks. 9 out of 10 people say they're more likely to do the thing after a date if they've been drinking.
How'd that get in there?
I didn't want to read what you actually wrote.
How'd that get in there?
It's a cuss word.
Okay.
Dex.
I didn't put that in there. It was 3 in the morning. I'm sorry.
You had your beer goggles on.
Hey, Ron Burgundy.
Oh, man.
My bad.
Sorry.
Do the thing.
I fixed it.
Dump, 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 dump.
Sorry.
Reason number 47 why you should never drink alcohol. We just keep coming up with more and more reasons. You get into a naked guy's back seat with a hatchet.
Yep.
Okay. You like, you know, it's just bad things happen.
Yep.
Maybe some people want to experience some of those things. Steven Spielberg has promised he will not kill off Indiana Jones in the upcoming fifth movie.
Praise the Lord.
He also said he has a remake of West Side Story in the works, I guess, and it's a project he's wanted to tackle for decades.
Cool.
West Side Story. So everybody's going to be walking around going.
Oh, man. If they put that back in there. You don't need to snap. What's the 2016 equivalent of a snap?
Wait, can you not snap?
No. Wait, I can snap.
I don't know if that counts as a snap. Do you hear that?
Hey, can you guys hear this? I'm snapping.
What is it?
This is clearly snapping.
Can anybody hear that out there?
Look, I can even do the horse trot.
What is that?
You're like a professional snapper.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you'll never catch me. I'm going so fast.
Guys, listen.
What are you doing? You're not even doing it. You fell off your horse.
Are y'all done with the snap war?
See that? For drinking.
See that?
What, Dex? What is? You're hitting the console.
Pretty sweet, right? Look at that. Oh.
A guy in New York got arrested Monday night after he got kicked out of a bar and threatened to, quote, come back Orlando style.
Whoa.
And shoot everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't say that.
Well, no. And they just let him go?
No, he got arrested.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And apparently the cops have a video of the Orlando shooter's wife shopping for ammo with him, but it's not clear when
they
got to
arrest that lady.
She's, I thought they were arresting her.
Are they?
I don't know.
It's they keep talking about it. They're like thinking about it.
They're just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they find out, I was trying to stop my husband from leaving with all this ammo and all these guns.
No, I know, dude. I know.
Thanks for reporting that, lady.
Thank you for putting it in my news, Dex.
You betcha. What you got?
That's on my news for right now.
Good morning.
Did you hear that while he was performing this ridiculous act, he was searching Facebook for himself?
What?
Like, man. To see the shooter, because it started at 2 a.m., you know, and the gunfire didn't end until 5 a.m. with the standoff with police. During the actual shooting, he called a television studio to report himself because he wanted it to go viral. He called 911, and then he started searching Facebook for his name for the nightclub to see if, like, he was trending.
Good grief.
That's not a joke.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The FBI is investigating Omar Mateen's wife. They say they believe she knew about an unspecified attack but didn't tell anybody.
At a Disney resort, toddler dragged away by an alligator.
7 out of 10 Americans don't like Donald Trump. Half don't like Hillary Clinton.
After the Fed came out saying it wanted to keep interest rates at a status quo, U.S. stocks trading higher.
2 commercial satellites were lifted toward orbit by a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket.
A new Pew study finds more people turning to digital sources for news using more mobile devices.
Home Depot is building a case against Visa and MasterCard, filing a federal lawsuit claiming their new chip cards in the U.S. are less secure than credit cards used around the world, putting retailers and customers at cyber risk.
California District Attorney has removed Judge Aaron Persky from a new sexual assault case. Persky's the judge who handed an ex-Stanford University swimmer a 6-month sentence.
The World Health Organization says its research has found no conclusive evidence that drinking coffee causes cancer.
The mayor of London, Ontario, and his deputy have both stepped aside after admitting they were having an affair.
The cost for wholesale goods rose in May for the second month in a row. The Labor Department says the producer price index rose 0.4%.
Does that mean you didn't?
What?
9:38. Hello.
Too much.
Hello. 9:39.
Sorry, I was just so distracted by our friend Stefan, who texted in the live line about his own song. So,
what did he say?
Well, we just played that really tragic cover from Amberlin.
Yeah,
that song references drugs.
Stephen,
said shame on you, Christians. Yeah, shame on you, Stephen, Christians.
Man, unbelievable.
Shame on you!
It's like watching a horse try to eat with a fork.
Majestic and hilarious.
Wow.
9:39.
High today of 95 degrees. Traffic!
No accidents to report right now, but don't forget, guys, there is a police activity. They're still investigating the carjacking and officer-involved shooting over Central Avenue between Unser and 90th Street. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Oh, man. Guys, I think I'm going to swim from San Francisco out to Alcatraz Island.
That's good, man.
That's what I'm going to do.
I like that.
No.
Why?
Why?
Because isn't there sharks?
Because a 9-year-old kid just did it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
What? No?
Nope.
No?
You're
going to have a 9-year-old
idea.
Show you up?
I'm sorry. I don't ever want to go near water after the 2-year-old in Disney World thing. I never want to go near, like, even the bathtub. I'm not even going to go. Yeah. Why would a parent allow a child?
Yeah, you know what? You bring up a good point.
To swim to Alcatraz Island.
Great white sharks everywhere.
No.
All over that.
I thought there were sharks. That's why the prisoners can't escape Alcatraz.
No,
I saw the rock.
The cold water.
Nah, it's the sharks.
Here's the thing.
With laser beams.
A 9-year-old kid named James Savage.
Savage
decided, you know what? I'm going to break the record, which is held by a 10-year-old boy who completed the trek last year. So James is 9. He's in the 4th grade, and he swam from the San Francisco shoreline to Alcatraz Island and back a total of over 2 miles. He went there and back.
That's stupid.
James, at just 4'6" tall, 57 pounds, was able to set a record as the youngest swimmer to make the journey. Okay, here's the deal. This is what happened. James was swimming along. Waves pound him and just almost taking him out. I guess there were paddlers right next to him the entire time, cheering him on, telling him, you can do this, I believe in you. He wanted to give up many, many times, but no, they just kept pushing him back. He tried getting back into the boat. You're going back. Keep going.
No, they did not. That's not real.
I believe you can do it, James. Don't give up. So he didn't. And he made it. And now his dad is going to follow through with the promise of $200.
Legit. No, now his dad's facing prison time, and CYFD wants to talk
in
to
Alcatraz?
Him. Yes.
Yeah. They opened up the prison.
Okay. Hold on. Luke is 10 years old.
Yeah.
Are you guys telling me that if your child came up to you and was like, hey, I want to break the record, I want to swim to Alcatraz and back, you'd be like, I'm on board.
Yeah, no.
Wouldn't happen.
Like, there is no way I would... No!
Yeah, I'm
with like, there
you.
Would be a family feud at home because...
I'm with you.
Because on the flip side, you don't want to stifle your kid's dreams. You don't want to be the person that's like, dream crusher. Yeah. But if your kid came to you and was like, Dad, look, bro, I checked it out. World record for hiking Mount Everest. Yeah. 27-year-old. I'm 11. I'm going to do it, Dad. Mm. Who's with me? I'd be like, well, not me or you, actually, because you're 11, and that's stupid.
Yeah.
Never.
Think
Am I
about
terrible
the
parent?
Courage that the kid has.
To swim to Alcatraz and back?
Yeah. I mean, that's the ocean. There's sharks. There's great white sharks in the water. Obviously hasn't seen Jaws. I mean, am I right? Because there's no way.
You know who you and I are? We're Marlin from Finding Nemo.
We really
we're like,
are.
Don't you touch that boat.
Yeah.
Like, we're that really dad. Are. I just realized I'm that dad. You can't do it, Nemo!
Yeah,
favorite
Pixar
movie, by the way.
Even with a fleet of paddlers right next to my son,
just
there's
a fleet
no
of
way.
Paddlers.
There's no way. There's no way.
I don't know.
And he did it. He guys, completed the whole thing.
Father's Day.
Let your kids swim in the ocean.
Father's Day is Sunday. Dad's out there. I mean, we had a bunch chiming in earlier flippantly for things they want for Father's Day. I mean, come on. Am I in the minority here, dads?
No.
Would you really let your kids swim to Alcatraz and
back? Took him 2 hours to
I'd
complete
swim with him.
2 hours.
You'd swim with him?
Yep.
Okay, that's something kind of different. Kind of.
That's what I'd do.
All right.
Well, now that he has achieved that, he broke the record. He said, "Now I'm gonna take things a little bit lighter. I'm gonna swim the length of the Golden Gate Bridge, which is about 1.7 miles. So it's a little bit less than what he.
That's still like the ocean, and bad things happen. I watch all the movies. The aliens attack, and that's the first thing they hit the bridges. Man,
they love the landmarks.
They do. Independence Day too.
That's pretty impressive, man." Pretty impressive.
Thanks, man. I do is I memorize trailers.
No, not.
And then at key times, like
James, the kid who swam.
Could have sworn you meant me. Oh.
Alcatraz is a pretty. You know what? I recommend that tour. It's a really cool tour.
You ever been on it?
Yes.
I was really hoping you'd say no. Never.
No, I never have, man. But I saw The Rock.
No, we went.
I believe that tour was featured in So I Marry an Ex-Murderer. Do you remember that? Phil Hartman was the tour guide? No? Okay.
I don't remember that, but I do remember
Phil Hartman was the tour guide.
So I got in the car with a naked hatch-wielding man.
Nope, that was from the 9 o'clock hour. That was earlier.
That
wasn't a sequel?
That was not a sequel.
Dude, speaking of family fighting, I have a whiskey tango.
I know.
Okay, if we
You're
have time.
Just full of whiskey tangos this morning.
I am full of whiskey this morning, guys. And tangos. Doop, 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 whiskey and tangos.
Hey, pop, boop, pop, beep, pop,
This makes family fighting over Monopoly or, say, swimming to Alcatraz seem like, I don't know, sophisticated brawls. A 56-year-old man in Brockville, Ontario, Canada, was camping with his son and his son's girlfriend on Monday night when they got into a debate. What kind of debate, you ask, would Canadians get into a fight over? Oh, I'll tell you, eh? Whether the Earth was flat or not. Let me say that. Whether the Earth was flat or not, eh? The guy was arguing after a couple Molsons there. He was chilling out, and he's just like, listen there, brother. I believe the Earth is flat. And the son was like, take off, you hoser. There's no way. All right, eh?
How's it going, eh?
Okay. Guy's arguing, listen, it's round. But his son and his girlfriend kept saying, hey, I saw the YouTube videos there, eh? It's definitely flat. Can I have another moose head, please? He got so upset, he started throwing stuff into the campfire, including their propane tank.
What?
I'll show you how round it is there, eh? When I shoot this propane tank into space and it doesn't come back because of gravity, because we're not flat there, eh? The fire got so out of control.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Firefighters had to come try and put it out.
Oh,
then man. The police came, too, to try and sort things out. No word as to whether they actually sorted out, you know, whether the Earth was round or flat. However, the man was gone by the time they got there.
Oh.
They're still trying to track him down.
How's it going, eh?
He's looking at one count of criminal mischief, and he's like, you'll never catch me on this round surface. I'm on the run. How weird is that, that we're really dealing with arguments of whether or not the Earth is round or flat? I have friends who actually believe that it's flat.
Flat Earth.
Like, real. That's real, guys.
Yeah.
Don't believe me? Go check out YouTube at
a handful of said videos of Flat Earth.
I'm more of a Hollow Earth kind of guy.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Hollow
Earth. You just opened it up for
just
Teo.
A wealth of knowledge.
I'm never
down
going
there
camping with you.
Let's
I will
get
be the guy throwing
Hollow Earth
the propane tank into the
there
fire.
There is a sun in the middle of our world, people.
Yeah, Caleb sat down next to me the other day and said, Dad, what do you think of Hollow Earth?
What'd you say?
And I looked at him and I said, yeah, I'm on board.
Did you say, it's hollow?
I feel like every time we have to argue over something from now on, it has to be an accent. So I will be forever known as the Canadian.
Okay.
What are you guys
How's it going, eh?
Hey there, everybody. Just hanging out here. Had a couple of bat blues there, so I'm feeling a little different. But I want to talk about something very important to my stasis. It's called the Flat Earth Theory. It goes a little something like this. If you take a look at telescopes, you can clearly see the pixels because up there in space, God is just creating these things because we're just flat there, okay?
Boring.
Hey, it's true, man. I looked it up. I saw the video. It's real. No. Why is it you can't look at the Hubble telescope there, pictures, eh? And see anything other than pixels.
For
it's
this
because
argument,
they're fake.
I would like to lean into my southern upbringing.
Okay.
What's the Bible say?
Well, it greatly depends there, eh? Because I've seen meese the size of jackalopes, and then I've also seen them the size
meese?
Of, like, yeah, meese, that's when you've got a gaggle of moose. The plural term for moose, obviously, is meese there, eh?
Where
because,
are you from?
Because, you know,
hey,
you get goose
hey,
and
where
geese.
Are you from?
Moose and meese, obviously, there, eh? Okay, I'm from
How's
Ontario,
going?
Canada.
Oh, enough said. He's wrong.
Huh. Listen there, we got a problem here in our communication because you're talking really funny there, and I just need to correct you on your English here, okay?
I'm going to tell you something real quick. There's a better place for you right over there.
Oh.
I can't even, like, you have no argument!
Yeah.
It's like, you've said like
say,
seven words!
You're supposed to say, over where?
Over where, eh?
Back away you came.
Okay.
That's how you settle all arguments in the South.
No, it's not, Tao.
No, it is. That's
it
an
is.
Intellectual
He's from the South.
Conversation.
He could say that with clarity. And I've never been to Canada, so I'm a terrible Canadian argumenter there, eh? Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's good.
Someday I'm going to go to Canada, guys.
Let me tell you this, son. You a boot to be dead. Get off my yard.
That's right. Don't light that. Hey, don't light that. Oh, gosh. Ah!
What was that?
That was a crazy firework. And speaking
of
that,
yeah.
Freedom celebration.
July 2nd. Woo! We're doing the evening invasion where we will be doing impressions on the stage there as we talk about certain things in life.
And
like
lighting
for King
fireworks.
Country.
That's right, everybody. Woo!
We are not lighting fireworks on the stage.
Yeah, they told us we
could. We need to get some guests up on that stage. We're going to have Hawk Nelson that night. We're going to have For King Country. Our boy Stefan will be there with with
Curry?
The battle. Yes, Steph Curry
so
from the Golden
that.
State
Can't
Warriors will be
they
there.
Got him. Got Brad Pitt coming in.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good time. I'm
just,
very excited.
Me and him are just going to be twinning all night.
Yeah.
It's looking the same.
My favorite comedian in the world, Celine Dion, also Canadian. She will be there, eh? She's got a live stand-up routine that she does in Vegas currently.
George
Huge
Lucas
fan.
Is going to be there.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
I love it, man. It's going to be great. Freedom.
Yep.
Speaking of freedom,
Profiting.
Are you guys coming
How's
up
going?
4th of July? Are we doing that at my house again? Are we doing, we
yeah,
do
you
that,
said
like,
you were.
Yeah, it's like every year. That's what I'm
We're doing just, freedom celebration.
Yeah, that's the second, but
we,
I mean
do we
on
need
the
to bring
4th
our
of
own
July.
Fold out chairs?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, bring chairs. That's a good idea.
Maybe a cooler?
You're inviting
Maybe to
in
sit the, on?
Yeah.
Thought it was an exclusive thing.
No, you're definitely invited there.
Oh, I've got the after party to go to.
After party?
That's like the after party.
I got an invitation.
It's 2 days later.
Steven
so, I mean,
sent me an invitation
wait,
to
what?
Something else.
Just, oh. I haven't, I guess
did,
I just...
He man, said he didn't want anybody but me to know about it.
In the mail.
So he said, he's like, Teo, let's go to this. And I was like, well, who's going to be there? And he said, we got Hiddle Swift going to be there.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome.
Hiddle Swift?
Yeah, it's Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift. Dog, it's a new celebrity.
Dude,
couple.
Where have you been? That's like 3 days old, man. Come on. They've been together for like 72 hours.
No joy.
It's a real thing. Baby.
I knew that.
Yeah, come on. That's why Calvin and Harrison are really broke up. He's since deleted
no
all
joy.
Of his kind tweets about how it was like amicable.
Hashtag Tay-Tom.
Yeah, yo, come on. Get with it.
Head hurts right now.
Or if you're biblical, Tom Tay.
Do you have any more headlines or anything?
Yeah, I got a few more.
All right, everybody, all right.
Get it together, man, okay?
I'm all right. I'm okay.
An executive for Facebook thinks we'll basically just be posting videos of ourselves in 5 years and we won't be writing much anymore.
I thought about that for a couple minutes this morning.
Trending that way.
Yeah, that is the way it's going.
Writing will become the language of the ancients.
Mm-hmm.
A guy in Ireland recently covered himself in butter to make it harder for the cops to arrest him.
Oh, man. That.
All the cops are like, come here, slick.
My favorite.
He covered himself in butter.
He was the first real butterface. Thank you for that. Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails says YouTube is, quote, built on the backs of free stolen content, and that's how they got that big.
Ooh.
But YouTube claims it has big licensing deals with labels in place and has already paid out more than $3 billion to the music industry.
Wow.
I ain't seen none of my money yet, I'll tell you. Did you guys know that Napster is coming back as a music streaming service?
Okay.
Seriously. But and you might be a little surprised about the method of its return.
iPods.
Is it still the same guy that owns Napster? Or did he sell it off?
I don't know about that. But Rhapsody is rebranding itself as Napster. That's interesting. Because Rhapsody is one of the oldest music streaming services.
Yeah, it is.
It popped up back in 2001 as Listen.com. Never got the traction of like Spotify. And now it's competing against Apple Music and Google mm-hmm. Play and all that stuff. So now, in what's kind of being considered a bizarre move, Rhapsody is relaunching as Napster, which Rhapsody acquired in 2011. And is also that name is also synonymous with rampant file sharing and music piracy.
Mm-hmm.
So how is this going to work? Seems like a step back. I don't know. And finally, Steph Curry's game-used mouth guard is going to be sold at auction.
I don't want to know.
$5,000.
What?
Starting bid?
Yeah, for a piece of plastic that was in another person's mouth.
Did he choose on, guys?
Yep.
It drives me nuts when he chews on it. Ugh.
If you guys have any interest in this, I have an old straw that I've been chewing on for a couple years now.
Oh, yeah. Maybe when I break a string on my guitar, I'll just start keeping on the strings.
It's got classic spit on it, guys.
Bouquet of
classic spit.
Classic spit.
Guitar string bouquet. Yeah.
I'm talking like early 2000s spit on this straw.
Mmm.
You guys can have this like a time machine of saliva.
Great. I'll take it. $2,000.
I'm going to have to raise that starting bid to $7,500, friend.
Oh, dang.
$7,500.
A little steep for me.
$7.50? $7.50?
No, $7,500.
Oh, obviously, gosh. You know nothing
you
about the straw-chewed industry.
To the after party with me and Hiddle Swift.
Man, can I go to this after party?
You
got to
ask T-Swift.
Hey, man. I think if you have to ask, you shouldn't go.
I think he's right.
That's true. I'll just see myself out.
Hiddle Swift.
To the rest is the dead life.
Oh, no!
Try it, buddy.
Take my daddy to the party. It's
man,
the dead
we played this this morning.
The dead life.
We, our live line almost shut down.
It did blow up with dads just stoked on this. Rocking their socks and sandals.
I bet you if you posted that video up on Facebook, it would blow up.
Then it's back to the house.
I'm just waiting until post Father's Day so that we can post the real video.
I'll
tell you right now, you do not want to miss this weekend service at Calvary Albuquerque.
That's
all I can say. I mean, if you were here for Mother's Day, you know they did that like parody of something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's Father's Day. You gotta up the ante, dog.
Keep your peanut butter hands off my.
So good, Dad Life. YouTube, Google it.
It's not so good. Not
okay.
So good.
12 million views.
I do not put my stamp of approval.
Everybody put your stamp
does.
Of approval on that Dad Life vid.
All right, everybody, we're done today.
Yay!
Time to get on out
Friday,
of here.
Friday.
Thanks for being with us. We just love you so much. Teo puts together the podcast for you guys every day.
Not doing it today.
Yep, you are. You is doing it.
Where I be at?
You can go to the Googler. Just type in Morning Invasion. Seriously, everything pops up that you need.
Dex?
Go subscribe.
Are we going to poke the bear?
Man, guys, pray for me. I'm going back to the gym today.
No, don't do it, man.
What?
Yeah!
Don't do it. Just play Overwatch.
Oh, now you poked the bear.
Just play Overwatch.
I think that's Bobby from King of the Hill.
You think?
I do. I think that's Bobby from King of the Hill.
It does sound like Bobby from King of the Hill. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe you'll see me tomorrow. If not, I've been hospitalized because my heart, you know, it's not doing all that great. So, or I'm just a wuss. Big Friday show tomorrow. Can't wait to see you. Goodbye now.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.